sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
And good evening, everyone, from Pleasanton. It is time for high school football Friday night, week 8, the final week of the regular season for 8-man and Class A teams across the state. And we are glad to have you along with us with our producer-engineer, Zane Jones. I'm Doug Duda on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Very rarely do you get to this part of the season where you find two teams that are both unblemished on the season. But that's what you have right here in Sandhill, Stedford, and Pleasanton. But on the other side of that, they're not ranked in the top five in the state. All of those rankings go to the eastern side. And one of the reasons you look at the wild card points and the teams that these teams have beaten have not had very successful seasons. Sandhill, Stedford, and Pleasanton are 8th and 13th in the wild card points coming into tonight, despite being undefeated. But tonight's game will go a long way as to seeing who the number one seed in the West in D2 will be next week when the playoffs begin on Thursday. Well, it's been a very busy week. We had state softball, state tennis wrap up today, district cross country yesterday, conference volleyball. Congratulations to the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. They remain undefeated. Last night here on Power 99, you heard them sweep Overton for the second time this season. Amherst took third over Elm Creek. And in the state high school softball tournament, Guardian Angels of West Point able to win the second championship game in commanding style over Kearney Catholic today, 12-0 in three innings. That's after they won the opening game 7-3. So after losing Wednesday in the very first game to Central City, Guardian Angels, the runner-up last year, comes all the way back through to claim the state championship. Kearney Catholic, the runner-up. Hastings, the runner-up in Class B today. They fell in the first final to Omaha Scutt, 8-4. And North Platte, the runner-up in Class A, as they were defeated 12-0 in three innings today by Papillion-La Vista, the most dominant softball team in the history of Nebraska. Back-to-back undefeated state championships. In four games at state, they allowed two base hits to their opposition. And so congratulations there. State tennis, Kearney finished sixth in the area, and Grand Island Central Catholic was in the top five in Class B. So congratulations there, and we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. Also have some football that is in the books. Of course, last night, Kearney fell in overtime to Elkhorn South, 28-21. And in six-man action this afternoon, Harvard, the defending champion, blitzes Wilcox Hildreth 83-51. And in a replacement game, Blue Hill went up to Niobrara Verdigre and picked up a win this afternoon, 45-6. We did have a late scratch today. The Hastings St. Cecilia Sandy Creek game canceled due to COVID issues. Of course, we know that there had been some COVID around St. Cecilia earlier this year. The coaches had it. They weren't even able to coach against Central Catholic last week. So no game tonight on ESPN 1550. We'll get you some baseball between the Dodgers and Braves there at 8 o'clock tonight. Our other radio games, Kearney Catholic is at Holdridge on ESPN 1460 AM. Wood River Shelton is at Minden on the Breeze 94.5. And a huge one in C1 on 1230 AM KHAS. Adams Central tries to bounce back from their first loss last week to Kearney Catholic when they take on St. Paul, who's the only team that has beaten Kearney Catholic. And that, again, 1230 AM KHAS, and all our games are available online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Well, there's some obvious connection here. Josh Dinas, you'll hear it when we talk to him, the head coach at Sandhill Stedford. He's a Ravenna boy. There's a Dinas that is on the girls' basketball and volleyball staff here, of course. And then there is connections to playing when Coach Westland was over here. They all kind of know each other. He got to coach in the Shrine Bowl as an assistant this past year. Very familiar with this Pleasanton program. A physical football team, Sandhill Stedford, comes in tonight with some big boys up front and an outstanding running back in Dane Picorni. Now, their numbers might not be as high as you would think because they're blowing everybody out. A lot of these guys don't get to play in the second half. So Picorni will probably go over 1,000 yards tonight. But this is a guy that normally, if he'd been playing four quarters and winning football games by 2-3 touchdowns instead of 40, 50 points, he'd be close to 1,600, 1,700 yards by this time of the season. Of course, Pleasanton, led by Tyce Westland, the Wyoming commit, has been overcoming a little bit of a labrum injury, but he's ready to go for tonight's football game. We're going to hear from the coaches, Josh Dinas of Sandhill Stedford, Ricky Westland of Pleasanton, as the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show continues right after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Instead, contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with auto owner's insurance. Barney Insurance, trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue N and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
We're back on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Power 99. Sandhills, Stedford, Pleasanton, district title, battle of unbeatens, ranked in the top 10. Everything you'd love to have in that last week. Maybe a playoff precursor here. And head coach Josh Dinas, the Ravenna native, joining us here. And, Coach, great to catch up with you again. How are things with the Knights?
Thanks for having me. And things are going good right now. We've had a good week of practice up to this point, and hopefully we can finish the week out strong and come out ready on Friday night.
As you take a look at your football team, they were disappointed, obviously, with the way it ended last year, kind of unexpectedly. Was that a call to arms? Was that a T-shirt, bumper sticker, write it on the weight room board type of thing? Or was that something you guys left in the past because you were going to have quite a few kids coming back?
No, that was definitely a motivating factor for the whole off season. We finished the season 8-0, and I think we were the 2 or the 3 seed. I can't quite remember, but we had a rematch with our rivals with Mullen, and we just played them, a few weeks before, and we played really good. And, we just let our guard down. And like I've told a lot of people, they just outplayed us that night. And we slipped up, and they made plays when they needed to make them, and we lost. And we were a young team. Like, all my skill guys last year were all sophomores. Now they're all juniors. All my linemen were juniors, and now they're seniors. So it was a big grown-up moment for those kids. The year before when we lost to Overton, which I believe you covered that game, were a one-horse team and very senior-led that year. And last year we had some kids that just, they had to be the guy, and that was the first time they had to be the guy. And I think just in that big moment, they just weren't quite used to it. And but they have taken that experience and really excelled. The whole offseason has been really good. Even through the quarantine, the kids were very active at their homes trying to, make themselves better the best they could. And then during the summer, just following the guidelines, I've just been really happy with them. And we were lucky enough that our school board approved that we could go up to Shadon for team camp. And we had a really good camp up there and figured out what we need to maybe clean up and fix going into camp. And we've been clicking this year and getting better each game. We're not perfect by any means, but like I said, we've been playing good football.
As fate would have it, you drew Mullen at home for the opening game of the season, and they end up with the best record of anybody, at least that you've played to this point. What was that night like?
It was an exciting night for us, really. We came in the year, we put in a new defense, and I was really glad we got to go up to Shattern because we got to figure out what we need to fix with it. And then opening up with Mullen, our big rival like that, the boys were very, very motivated. Just how it ended last year on our home field, and then to come back and play them first game out of the gate on the same field, didn't need any motivation. It was a good win for us. I think it was 44-0, and I think the first time Mullen had been shut out since 2008. So that was a really special moment to start the season off for us and for the kids, and just kind of get a good feeling, and we've just really built off that.
Talking with Josh Dinas, the head football coach of the undefeated Sandhills Stedford Knights. We'll talk about it with Coach Westland as well. Through no fault of your own, the opponents weren't stacked
that you faced this year. Not a lot of top tens, and as we said, after that Mullen game, you really weren't challenged at all until the last couple of weeks. How did that four-game stretch after Mullen play out? We can say how good your offense and defense was, but those teams had only combined for three total wins right now. How did you manage it in a lot of those games? You didn't have these kids in towards the end because of the 35-point rule.
One thing that's really helped us, too, as a team this year is we're playing consistently 14 kids and every Friday night, meaningful minutes. And so some of those kids that are on probably the back end of that, they got a little bit more playing time than what they normally have. And I think that has really helped us grow as a team. And that what it's really helped is during that stretch, it's really helped us at practice where those kids are still on scout team, obviously, and giving us a good look. And just them getting those extra minutes in those varsity games, I think has really helped their growth and development. And then overall, when we had those weeks like that, it was giving us a good look in practice. That way, when we got to our district with South Loop, and I know they're 0-7 right now, but they're a tough football team. They really are. And I know they're a little banged up, but Andrew Litchfield's a really good quality opponent with Rhodey at quarterback, and then the Bailey kid at wide receiver, and then Sand Hills Valley jumped up from 6-man, and they've had a really good record so far in 8-man, and got a lot of good young kids. They're going to be solid the next couple of years, and I think that's just really helped us get really prepared for this big game that we have here against Pleasanton on Friday night for the district title.
And Josh Dinas is with us, head coach Sand Hills Stedford. You don't have a whole lot of history with Pleasanton when it comes to football, but obviously a team that made it to the state finals last year. What do you see in this Bulldog squad?
Big up front and very skilled on the back end. You know, obviously we got Tice, the D1 commit to Wyoming. He's a very talented, big body kid, and, you know, we got our work cut out with him. But I believe Wendt is how you say his last name, the running back, very fast and elusive. And he runs the ball really solid. So we got to be able to, you know, stop him in the run game and then hopefully try and limit Tice's big plays on offense. And then on defense, we got to be able to get bodies on him because he's a game breaker at linebacker. And they have some big kids up front. They're going to probably be the biggest team that we've seen up to this point besides Angley Litchfield. And so we've got to do a good job of getting off blocks and just be able to slow them down a little bit. And we understand that they're a very explosive team, and we might give up a big play or two here and there, but we just got to limit their overall, the big plays that they will get, because watching their film, they have a ton of 30, 40-yard pass run plays just with the speed that they have.
And, Josh, that's kind of where I wanted to go with the next question here. We're so used to Sand Hills Stedford being the type of team that wants to run you over, and when you say the name Picorni, that's the type of back that all throughout wherever those Picornis are from are real tough, hard-nosed runners. How different in styles are you in Pleasanton?
I would say they're, you know, we're similar with what we want to do probably in the running game, but then different, you know, in the passing game where they'll go a little more traditional spread. With the first semifinal team that I had, we were, you know, we threw for, I think, almost 2,000 yards that year. So some of the stuff we did back then is kind of some of the stuff that they're doing similar now when they go spread. But, you know, now when we pass the last few years, we've been very heavy play action. And, you know, Dane and Trey and Reese and the running backs that I have done a really good job of running the ball this year. That Grant, my quarterback, has done a nice job with his play action fakes and then just been throwing really good. He struggled in the first game a little bit out of the gate, but I think he's just super nervous about being the starter and being the guy this year, calling the shots. And ever since the second game, he's been on the money with throwing the ball. And hopefully that can continue tomorrow night. But I would say running-wise, we're pretty similar with what we kind of want to do. You know, once we get into the pass game, they're a little more spread and a little more wide open than what we are. But some of the things that we've done similar in the past, and I know they're very familiar with us. Coach Arnsdorf is one of their assistants. He was my assistant here for 3 years, and I was his assistant for basketball for 3 years. And Coach Sotero's on the sideline. He coached at Ravana when I was playing, so I'm very familiar with him. And then, obviously, Ricky was at Pleasanton when I was in high school, so very familiar with him. And then I know Coach Loomis. So both staffs are very familiar with each other and what we want to do. And we've seen him up at Shattern's team camp a few times also. So we're very familiar with each other, even though we haven't played, I don't think, for 4 years now. But It's going to be a fun, exciting night.
Last question, Josh. I'll let you out of here because it's a go-to question for me. Once you get a chance to be coaching in an all-star game, particularly the Shrine Bowl, were you able to take anything from that back to your football team?
Oh, yeah. That was a great experience. And I think one of the big things that helped me was so far this year with that game was honestly just the whole COVID situation. How the Shrine Committee and everybody involved handled that was top-notch. And them trying to create their own little bubble for the two teams and just making sure that the week went good. We didn't have any positive tests during the week. We didn't have any positive tests resulting from the game and everything like that. And I think that just set the standard for Nebraska, like, hey, this is how we got to do it. And I think a lot of teams in the state and probably honestly around the country looked at that because that was the first football game since like the college all-star games, I think in February. I just kind of took a similar model and approach and tried to build off of that. But I that was probably the biggest thing I took away from it. But, you know, working with Coach Mackey and everybody from Lincoln High and then, and Coach Fuller from St. Paul and all those guys, picked up a few things, you know, especially I helped on the defensive side I took a couple things that Coach Santos implemented and Coach Fuller with his 11-man background too at St. Paul, and we applied them to our defense this year, and same thing with what Coach Mackey wanted to do on offense. There's little tidbits that I took that was very valuable, and I was so blessed to get the opportunity to work with those guys and coach a lot of good kids. There was a lot of good teams, kids on both teams, and I just was happy that those kids could get to play in it.
Well, Josh, we're looking forward to a great football game tonight. Great to catch up with you again, and best of luck in the playoffs.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
That's Josh Dinas, head coach of the undefeated Sandhills Thedford Knights. We'll chat with Ricky Westland of Pleasanton after this on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show on Power 99.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show on Power 99. A great one here to end the regular season, a battle of unbeatens, playing for the district title and all the cool things that go along with that. Pleasanton taking on Sandhills Thedford, head coach Ricky Westland with us. And, of course, with the volleyball team doing what they're doing now, they're turning it over to the football team to try and complete an unbeaten season. And something that didn't happen last year, even though you made it to the state finals, Ricky, how important is this to you and your ball club?
Oh, it's great. The kids, you know, they got a taste of what that felt like last year at Memorial Stadium, and they're wanting to repeat. But they're finding out there's a lot more than just wanting to. They're learning that they have to work and prepare for each week. We've had a lot of good teams on the schedule this year in some areas maybe we didn't prepare quite so good for. We're hopefully building all that up to take on a strong Sandhills Thedford this Friday or today.
You have been on the road the last couple of weeks, so you get to come home. You had the rivalry game with Ansley Litchfield. Sandhills Valley put some points on the board, but your defense has been much better the last 2 weeks, and maybe that's the competition you're playing. There's a happy medium in there, but what do you think about the way the team played on the road the last 2 weeks?
Oh, I think it could be the competition, but I've seen those kids, or all of our kids, growing in the fundamental drills that we do, and I think it's kind of a little bit of both, so we'll really be tested tonight with Sandhills Thedford, but I do see a lot of kids stepping up, and they're getting a lot better.
I know Tice has had to worry about a little labrum, and you've had a couple of kids that have been banged up out there. What is the health of the team going into tonight?
Pretty good. I think this is the healthiest we've been in a while. We can't shake all the little injuries, but that's football at the end of the season for you.
We're talking with the head coach here, Ricky Westland of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. What has practice been like this week? Obviously, when you don't have a winning team the last couple of weeks, athletes can go, hey, we can just show up and take care of business. It's a lot different here. This is the game of the year, so what's the vibe been like on practice field?
Yeah, through the majority of the season, you know, you got the kids, you catch them being complacent, you know, because of the other team's record that you're playing. But I'll tell you what, last night they woke up a little bit. They a lot more spirited practice than what we've had in the past few weeks here. So it's great to see that, and I hope we have a bunch of gamers that love to play in big games.
Talk about what you've done differently as the season progressed. I know everybody looked at Trevin Wendt maybe as an example of as such an outstanding receiver last year in the beginning of the year. Now he's more of a guy in the backfield for you. What other things have you done differently as the season moved on?
Oh, similar to last year, we've kind of went from a spread beginning of the season for the offense, and then we've kind of powered up with some power high formations and things like that. And, you know, Trevin, he's just an outstanding athlete. So if you stick him at receiver, he's going to be an outstanding receiver. And likewise, if you stick him in a running back spot.
Defensively, we talked about being better the last 2 weeks. I think some people may look at just a score and go, oh, wow, it was a shootout. Most of these games, you have gotten, Pleasanton has gotten up to a big lead, and you've done some substituting, and a couple of teams have put some points on the board. So maybe not all these games are actually as close, but is there a spot or two during the year where you thought you were really challenged that showed you a little bit of something about your football team?
Oh, just how, you know, special teams seems to be a Achilles heel for us. The coverage on kickoff, we seem to get a big jump like we did against Ainslie Litchfield, and then they put two scores on the board, and it's frustrating because in big games, you got to have that security that you don't let, you know, you score big in a be a close game like we had with Ainslie Litchfield towards the end or Sand Hills Valley. You cannot let those mistakes happen. You have to have that sealed up.
As you take a look at tonight's game, Sand Hills Thedford probably has that mantra, as we talked with Coach Dinas, it didn't end well for him last year after running the table in the regular season. Sand Hills Thedford has been one of those teams that's had a lot of seasons like this as of lately, either zero or one loss. What do you see from them on film?
I just see a very hungry, athletic team. They fly to the ball on defense. They don't stop blocking on offense till the whistle. So they're mentality-wise or psychologically, I think they're maybe in our boat where we were last year as a team. You know, they're so close, but they haven't quite tasted that trip to Memorial Stadium. And I think they're all hands on deck and want to get the job done. So we have a very tough and fierce competitor coming to town tomorrow night.
And they're led by Dane Picorni. He's a 1,000-yard rusher, and he's not the only kid that can run the ball. How would you describe what they do with the football?
Oh, they're very good. They mix up their running backs, but basically, you know, out of a wing or an eye, they do a great job. They're, like I said, their offensive linemen are quick off the ball. If you watch, it looks like they're a bunch of track stars coming out of the blocks on every snap. So they get into you, and then they let those stud backs just make their cuts and go find holes. So they're very tough to get a hat on, so hopefully we can do a good job of that.
As we talked about earlier in the season, and Ricky Wethland with us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, you got some guys that do okay up on that line for eight-man football. You've got some pretty good bulk up there. Sandhills Thedford, once we get into that part of the area, they talk about throwing hay bales and getting big. It seems like not all of them are big, but not all of them are small. How do you see their line?
They're just athletic. Like I said, they have one really good-sized kid kind of, looks like the boys we have, you know, Carter Klein and Jayshon Pugh and Blake Wilson that we have. But he's a goer. He gets his engine revving, and he's going. I think that's Brayton. He does a great job, number 55. So we got to make sure we know where he's at, otherwise they'll get a hold of us, and they'll probably run behind him quite a bit or pull him. So we have to know where he's at on the field.
How important is this game? Well, because this is a fan's question. It's a media's question when it comes down to where you'll be seated in the playoffs. Last year you made that nice run out of a 7 slot. A win here puts you in probably a whole different situation.
Yeah, you stress a little bit to the kids. It's a very important game, which it is, and it'd be great to be district champion. We haven't been a district champion for quite a few years. You know, we've had some great teams, but just never. We always, you know, let a game slip here and there, and we didn't finish off with a district championship. So it has huge implications on where you're going to line up in the playoff. Even the first round, the East and West, you might be playing. You know, they have some projection out there. We might play Ainslie Litchfield first round if we would happen to get beat. If we win, obviously we'd be number one seed in the West. Before they reshuffle the whole state. But it's just a big, important step, and we're treating tonight like the first round of playoffs. You know, we gotta win. It's a huge importance to us, so we got to get it done.
And finally, Coach, we've kind of touched on it before we actually got on the air here, but there's a lot that look at this and go, man, Both teams are 7-0, but probably neither one has had a real challenge or a top-10 opponent. And there's nothing you can do about that. Some of these have been knockdown dragouts over the last few years. Any concern about having a fourth-quarter game?
Oh, just this time of year, you better be in shape. I think we've handled our cramping issues that we had earlier. But it's going to be fun. And I was visiting today with somebody. You know, we're 7-0. We could have met up week one, and we both would have been, you know, no wins, no losses, and going at it. So it's just going to be a great game with the kids we have on the field going at each other. And whether, you know, it's first game of the year or last game of the year at 7-0, it's going to be great to have that competition and have a great team like Sandhill Stedford come down here.
Well, this is a good precursor for the playoffs, Coach, and we can't wait to see how this one turns out, and we're following the Bulldogs in the playoffs as well. So always great chat with you, Coach, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Doug.
That's Ricky Westland, head football coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and we will be back with the starting lineup for this top 10 battle of unbeatens after this on Power 99.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at phillipsinsagency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
And welcome back to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the visiting Knights of Sandhill Stedford, the center is number 11, a 160-pound junior, Parker Bollinger, but he plays much bigger than that. Your guards on the right side, number 48, 210-pound senior Reed McFadden, and number 55, 270-pound senior in Brayton Brannick. The tight ends are number 10, 155-pound senior Matt Daly, and number 30, 190-pound junior Drew McIntosh. The fullback is number 24, a 190-pound junior Reese Zutavern. The I-back is number 22, 200-pound junior Dane Picorni. And the quarterback for the Sandhill Stedford Knights is number 7, 140-pound senior Grant Allstrom. The head coach of the Knights is Josh Dynas, assisted by Tyson Cox and Andrew Christian, a perfect 7-0 on the season, ranked 7th and 8th in the two major newspapers, the Omaha World Herald and the Lincoln Journal-Star, right there in Huskerland Preps as well, from Bob Jensen. They started the season off, as you heard, with a win against Mullen, then Morrill and Hyannis, and then getting into district play, Twin Loop, South Loop, Ansley-Litchfield, and Sand Hills Valley. Their closest game of the year, it's hard to really find it. Last week was 62-14, that's 48 points. The week before, Ansley-Litchfield, 55-17, and that's 38 points, and that's their closest game of the year. Your starting lineup for the Pleasanton Bulldogs at center, number 98, 6'2", 223-pound sophomore Blake Wilson. At the guards, number 15, 6'1", 214-pound senior Wyatt Reese. And number 54, 6'4", 270-pound junior, Carter Klein. At tight end, number 8, 6'5", 224-pound senior, Tice Westland. And the other end is number 20, 5'10", 156-pound senior, Cinch Heichel. The fullback is number 31, 5'11", 165-pound senior. That is Broderick Pates. The I-back is going to be number 10, 5'10", 176-pound sophomore Trevin Went. And the quarterback is number 22, 6'1", 170-pound junior Cray Kingston. The head coach of the Bulldogs is Ricky Westland, assisted by Casey Lewis and Jordan Arnsdorf. Pleasanton is also a perfect 7-0, ranked 6th and 7th in the World Herald and the Journal Star, along with our friends over at Huskerland Prep. For Pleasanton, their non-conference was Brady, Axtell, and Overton, and then got into a conference play. And their closest game happens to be Sandhills Valley, 58-48. You look at some of their scores, Brady 54-26, Axtell 48-36, but they were up 36-8 in that football game. Ansley Litchfield, they were up big. In some of those games, they would sub a little earlier, and their opponents would keep some of their number ones in. So that's why you see some of the scores a little bit higher scoring. We will see what happens here tonight, though, as our starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's also go ahead and take a look at our injury report, which is significant tonight, especially for Sandhill Stedford, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Now for Pleasanton, Chase Pulowski's been out all year long after injuring his ACL in the offseason. But for Sandhill Stedford, they have just lost Trey Hickman. They officially found out, according to Coach Dinas, that it is an ACL tear. He was their fullback. He was one of their starters. He was one of their outstanding kick returners. In fact, Coach Dinas says half the time that he was able to return a kick, he returned it to the house for a touchdown. He was injured just 2 weeks ago. And they're also missing tonight lineman Andrew Furrow because of illness and contact tracing. So that's your injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Again, one more reminder, our other radio games tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It is Minden hosting Wood River Shelton on 1230 AM KHAS. A top five battle in C1 as Adams Central's hosting St. Paul. And Kearney Catholic is at Holdridge on ESPN 1460. Tonight's St. Cecilia Sandy Creek game was called off this afternoon because of COVID. And you can hear all our games as well online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're about ready to get this football game underway. Your officials, Howard Donlinger, Chet Graham, along with Rod Bedke, Matt Shaner, and Randy Beatoff will have tonight's Battle of Unbeatens. And you've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids seed dealer.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Lammer's Truck Line, The River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from The River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Well, Pleasanton won the toss tonight, and they are going to receive. They want to get their offense on the field here, and they will be moving from north to south as you listen along your radio dial tonight. Sandhill Stedford be able to boot with the wind that we have at their back. The wind could be a little significant in the football game tonight. It's not crazy like we saw earlier this week, but there is about a 15-mile-an-hour wind that is up there. So your kickoff conditions are looking pretty good for an October night of high school football here in Pleasanton. So we're ready to get things underway here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Riverdale, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And the boot away by Braden Guggenboss will be taken at the five-yard line by Trevin Went on the right hash. He goes all the way to the left hash, and it doesn't work because he can't turn the corner. He's brought down around the nine-yard line. In there on the tackle is going to be Drew McIntosh and company. And so Pleasanton will have to start at their own 10-yard line, first and 10. So we'll see how the Pleasanton line can handle what they're going to see up front here from Sandhills Thetford tonight. This Dane Picorni, when we talk about him on offense or defense, he's starting to get some looks from North Dakota State. He will have an opportunity. He's just a junior, kind of like Tyce Westland last year, started to get some looks toward the end of the season. So Pleasanton breaks the huddle, and we're ready to get our first offensive snap of the ball game underway here. They're actually going to put Tyce Westland at the fullback position here as Kingston is under center. No wideouts, and they'll give it to Tyce. He'll come off the left side, try to use his physicality, but he stood up after a yard, maybe a couple of yards, from just short of the 10 out to about the 12. So Tyce Westland will get a gain of 2, and he has not been put in this position very often throughout the year, so maybe trying to use a little bit of bulk up there. Game plan coming in. Tyce will pick up 2, and it'll be second down and 8. Trying to get that first down since you were backed up inside your own 10-yard line. And they will take it and pitch it off on the right side. The ball's fumbled, but it covered by the center, Blake Wilson. And that would have been a disaster to start this football game. Hard hitting already as Sandhills Thetford is here to win. And they're going to lose about 4 on the play. It's going to be third down and 12 back at the 8-yard line. And we'll see if Kingston can find somebody through the air here or if they're going to be conservative to start this football game. Not the start that Pleasanton was hoping for. They went ahead and took the football and did not get a good kick return. Went and Westland will split the backs. Again, no wideouts here. And they'll turn and hand it off to Tyce. Nope, they're going to take it on an option play around the end. Kingston gets to the 15. He's going to get to the 20. It's going to be really close. It's going to be really close. Might be just the length of the football short. Zutavern there, and they may have to take a look at this one. Good option keep there by the quarterback, Craig Kingston. The officials are discussing it, and they are going to bring the chains in. The chain gang are bringing in those chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair would do for you if you were stranded on the side of the road. No matter where, they'll get you home at Kearney Tire and Repair. So a 12-yard run there by Kingston, but will it be enough to move the chains? And if they don't have a first down, would Ricky Westland go for it at his own 20? Boy, it's so close. The referee, Howard Donlinger, when they have to bend over and put their nose down there, you know how close it is, and it is inches. So it's fourth and inches, and I would believe that Pleasanton is going to roll the dice and go for it here. If we were later in the game and you knew if you could stop Sandhills Thetford, that'd be one thing, but you haven't given them the football yet, and they're going to make a change. They're going to take Carter Klein out and bring Kobe Martinson in. See if they try to go hard count and get Sandhills Thetford off sides. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go 3 wideouts, try to spread it here. They're actually going to go out of the pistol instead of a quarterback sneak. Kingston's going to hand it off, and they won't get it. They won't get it. Handing it off to Broderick Pates, and he's wrapped up by Brayton Brannick. And Sandhills Thetford will take over at the 19-yard line. They were trying to spread out the defense. And instead of lining up under center and falling forward, they lose yardage on the play. And Sandhills Thetford stops them on fourth at the Pleasanton 19-yard line. So short field here, and Pocorni is the I-back. They'll turn and hand it to him off the left side, follows his guard, gets to the 15, he gets to the 13, and he's upended there by Pates. So a good run on first down here for Dane Pocorni. With about 50 yards tonight, he goes over 1,000 on the season. That's going to be a gain of 6. It'll be second down and a short 4 here. So Pleasanton gambled and did not pay off. And again, when you try to get a little fancy there with the fourth down call and not execute it, everybody's going to be rolling their eyes. Handed off Picorni off the right side. They try to grab his jersey, and look at those legs churn inside the 10, down to the 6. He was stood up at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to end up taking it 7 yards down to the 6-yard line in our first down of the football game. It's first and goal for the Knights at the Pleasanton 6-yard line. Just underway. We are not more than 2.5 minutes into this contest. And they will take Zutavern out of the backfield, put him at right end. Just Picorni in the backfield behind his quarterback. Pitch play right side, tries to find a hole. They trip him up. He keeps his feet. He keeps driving. He's at the 3. He's at the 2. They can't bring him down. He is down at the 1. The rest of his teammates were celebrating while he was still out at the 3-yard line, but they call him down at the 1. A gain of 5. It's second down and goal. Big thing there is, now you just have to make sure you don't get one of those 5-yard false start penalties or illegal motion, because they are just inches away from the goal line as quarterback Grant Ahlstrom sets them down. They will put the fullback Zutavern in there. Second and goal inside the 1. Ahlstrom calls the count, turns, gives it to Picorni off the left side, lays on his back, lays on the pile, and gets into the end zone for a Sandhill Stedford touchdown. Well, that didn't take much big-time knowledge or play calling there. You handed it to your horse, Dane Picorni, 4 times. He covers the entire 19 yards, and the Knights are on top by a score of 6-0. And conversions, which you kind of just take for granted when you're winning every game big, whether they make them or not, it doesn't come down to that. You get to this point of the year, and you start getting in the playoffs, you've got to make sure that you are making those conversions. Seth Scranton will be the lone man in the backfield. They'll fake the pitch. They want to throw. Looking, stepping up, firing into the end zone. There's nobody open. Good coverage there by Pleasanton and Craig Kingston and Broderick Pates. But our 5 points bank touchdown, a 1-yard run from Dane Picorni, and with 8:48 to go in the first quarter, battle of unbeaten, Sandhill Stedford 6 and Pleasanton nothing.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
And ready to boot the football away will be Braden Guggenmos, and it just gets to the goal line, so Pleasanton will not be able to return it, and they'll take over at the 15-yard line. So Pleasanton started, ran it out only to their 10, went for it on 4th and inches at the 19 out of a spread formation and a shotgun and didn't get it. And then 4 running plays by Dane Picorni, and the Knights able to take advantage of the short field. They've put Westland in the backfield here, and now they might be using Tice as the quarterback as a wildcat formation. The snap goes through his hands. It's into the end zone. It's still loose. It's a Sandhill Stedford touchdown. Falling on top of it for the Knights. Got 2 players in there. Brannick was there, but it is going to be covered by Reed McFadden. Disaster for Pleasanton in the first 3 minutes. They're down 12-0. So trying to do something different, and we've seen Coach Westland and his staff run wildcat, run some different things over the last few years. But they can run it, they can pass it, and so far what they've been practicing in their game plan hasn't worked. So they line up for the 2-point conversion here. They'll hand it to Picorni off left guard. He goes in untouched, and it's 14-0 Sandhill Stedford with 8:40 to go in the first quarter in this battle of unbeaten. The Knights have taken advantage, and the 5 points bank touchdown is a recovered fumble in the end zone for a touchdown by McFadden, and we'll kick it off right after this.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Well, it's not taking long for these boys to kick the ball away, and this one's even deeper into the end zone. I mean, there's all kinds of emotion over there on that Sandhills-Thetford sideline. When they were getting ready after the first touchdown, you could hear the crowd and some of the players saying, kick that into the end zone, Guggenboss. Kick it into the end zone, and he did. And it sets up a defensive touchdown, 14-0 in favor of the Sandhills-Thetford Knights. So let's see if Pleasanton can just get something going and get a first down. They are going to think about that fourth down play if things don't turn around here in a hurry. So they will put Trevin Went out now at a wide receiver, put Kingston under center, Went in motion here. They're going to fake the handoff, and I think it was supposed to go to him, and Kingston's got to eat it. He turned around, and the timing was not there with Wentz, so he just ran off left end and picked up a couple of yards out to about the 17-yard line. It'll be second down and 8. So that's already 3 plays with some missed timing here in the very few that Pleasanton has run to start this football game. Again, a reminder, you can check out and keep up to date with the scores in our area on the Platte River Preps scoreboard. Just go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll keep you up to date throughout the night as well. Back to the heavy set here with Westland in the backfield. They'll hand it off. He'll work his way to the 20-yard line before he is gang-tackled. It'll be third down and 5. Again, you've got some big boys in the middle of that line. McFadden's in there again. Ballinger's in there again. And Kingston runs over to the sideline, quickly gets the play as they're ready to go here on third down and 5. Bulldogs need to get a first down here, already down 14-0 with 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Went back in the backfield, split backs here with Westland. Kingston under center, no wideouts on third down and 5. Try a little crossbuck action with the quarterback. He's got a first down and almost more. He got into the secondary and rolls it out. Line. That's going to be a gain of 13 on the play. Excuse me, that'll be a gain of 10 on the play as they had not updated the scoreboard there. But Kingston's got a couple of nice runs here, and Pleasanton has their first down. If the tackle wasn't made there by Zutavern, and he was only, as we said, about 7 yards downfield, he was the last guy that had a chance there. Sandhills-Thetford packing the box, almost daring Pleasanton to throw the ball, which you would think they'd have some success here with Tyce Westland, but all but one formation has been tight here. Now Westland, as they send two men out wide to the right here, and we're going to get a penalty flag from the umpire. Our first penalty of the football game, and it looks like it's going to be false start on Pleasanton. So they sent Went and Pates both in motion at the same time, but that wasn't the penalty. Somebody moved on the line. And Westland, they want to see what he can do holding on to the football as the Wildcat quarterback. But so far, one snap over his head and then a penalty. So it'll be first down and 15, Pleasanton. Ball at their own 25-yard line, trailing 14-0. Battle of unbeatens here, final night of the regular season in Class D. They'll stay with the Wildcat here and keep Went in the backfield this time. Won't motion, and Westland just going to take the snap, run over the left side, shake one man. Now he breaks back to the right, 30, 35, 40, into Sandhills-Thetford territory. Still on his feet at the 30, the 20, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Good call by the Lions judge. He was shoved out of bounds at the 15, but a huge run from Tyce Westland, able to take it from his own 25 to the Sandhills-Thetford 15. And that's a 40-yard run by Westland. So something that the Pleasanton Bulldogs saw on film, they thought they could exploit. And once they finally got their team settled down here, Tyce started left, cut back to the right, used a good stiff arm, broke a couple of tackles on his way down the field. He's a big horse to try and bring down as he stands at 6'5". So first and 10 Bulldogs now at the Knights 15-yard line. And they will stay with that Wildcat formation. Send Went in motion to the left, And straight ahead is going to be Westland, and this one is not going to work. There was nobody to block him. Finishing him off is going to be Picorni, but the first guy to hit him was Reed McFadden, and that's going to go backwards a yard here. It'll be second down and 11 at the 16-yard line. So even though that was a nice run, Bulldogs still got to find a way to put this baby in the end zone. They have not attempted a pass here in their first quarter series. They've actually had it three times, three and out, a fumble on the very first play of that second series over Westland's head into the end zone, and now their third series here. Started at the 15, they're at the 16 of Sandhill Stedford. Second down at 11 yards to go. Westland still the quarterback, fakes the handoff, the lefty wants to throw, dumps it over the middle, wide open, Kingston touchdown. Craig Kingston just sat right in the middle, and he hauls it in for a 16-yard touchdown. So usually it's the other way around, Kingston to Westland, but this time they reverse it, and the Pleasanton Bulldogs are on the board. Now, they could kick it, but they are going to, of course, go for two here because that is what the Sandhill Stedford Knights like to do. And these two-point conversions, we said right away at the beginning of the game, could be huge. So 14-6, 5 points bank touchdown, a 16-yard pass from Westland to Kingston. They'll keep Tice in there as the quarterback. Motion from left to right is Pates. Handed off, fumbled it, and the two-point conversion will be no good. But Pleasanton's on the board, completing a 65-yard drive with 5:33 to go in the first quarter. Battle of unbeaten, Sandhill Stedford 14, Pleasanton 6 on Power 99.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer business and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913, located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
Well, Pleasanton now getting ready to boot the ball away, and they cannot kick it deep enough. It'll be taken at about the 14-yard line, looking for some room up to the 20. The 25, reversing field to the 30, 35, 40, down the right sideline into Pleasanton territory, and it's going to be all the way down inside the 15. Zittelburn's brought down near the 10-yard line, or did he step out of bounds? He stepped out of bounds a little earlier, they're going to say, but it's still a huge kick return there for Reese Zittelburn. So filling in for Trey Hickman, he shows, hey, coach, I could do it too, and they're going to mark him down at the Pleasanton 18-yard line. So it's been short field for Sandhill Stedford, and they've got a short one again here. A return to the 18-yard line, about a 58-yard return. Out of the I formation, Picorni's going to be the fullback this time. They'll hand it off to Scranton. He follows the block. He gets stood up at about the 16-yard line. And Scranton will be dropped there. And on the tackle is Reese for Pleasanton. So a three-yard gain for Seth Scranton. They haven't given it to Zittelburn yet on an offensive snap. But he had that big return. Second down and 7. Ball at the 16-yard line of Pleasanton. The Knights, a juggernaut offensively, have been on fire so far. They'll hand it off to the fullback, and this time that fullback is Picorni, and he'll fall forward, although Pleasanton did a good job of stacking him up. Among those on the bottom of the pile that time is going to be Jayshon Pugh. It's going to be a gain of about a yard and a half. We'll call it third down and 5. Picorni had the first touchdown of the ball game for Sandhill Stedford. So two down territory. Third down, 5 at the 15 of Pleasanton. Dogs need a stop. Power I formation. They want to throw out into the flat. It's going to be complete to Zittelburn, and he'll get down to the 7-yard line, maybe the 6. It'll be first down and goal on a 9-yard pass play, the first pass play of the ball game for Sandhill Stedford. They did try it on their first 2-point conversion, but they find Zittelburn, And right on the numbers, Reese takes it down to the 6. First and goal here, Sandhill-Stedford. They're up 14-6 with 4:14 still to go in the first quarter of play here in Pleasanton. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Litchfield, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. McCourty off the left side. He's got room. He's got the end zone for his second touchdown of the night. He's tough to tackle. He's even tougher to tackle when you can't touch him. A 6-yard touchdown run, his second of the night, and it is 20-6, Sandhill-Stedford. This is what some of the folks that were prognosticating this game across the state were wondering. Would Sandhill-Stedford be able to score tonight like they have all year long? Two-point conversion. Picorni again, same play, stretches the ball over the end line, and he's got the two-point conversion. Our 5 points bank touchdown brought to you by 5 points bank, the better bank in Kearney. A 6-yard run from Dane Picorni, and with 3:58 to go first quarter, Sandhill-Stedford 22, Pleasanton 6.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
And the ball is in the air already, and it is into the end zone. So, once again, Pleasanton will start at their own 15-yard line. Most of this first quarter has been on the Bulldogs' side of the field, but after giving up that defensive touchdown, they'll just have to play score for score with the Knights here until they can come up with a defensive stop. 22-6, Sandhill-Stedford. And Tice Westland trots out here with the play. Again, Craig Kingston has been the quarterback, but they have run some wildcat here tonight, and that's how they got on the board, that 16-yard pass from Westland to Kingston. As they break the huddle, again, most of this is power, and Westland, again, is going to be the quarterback. He'll take the snap, run option left side, doesn't like what he sees, and he's going to lose yardage. He loses a yard on the play off the left side. 5 carries, 43 yards for Tice Westland. It'll be second down and 16 yards to go. McFadden back there, and Sandhill-Stedford a little more physical up along that line of scrimmage, watching the video, watching the tape from this year. You could tell that they've got big guys up and down that line. You got 270, and then you've got Parcorni as your linebacker and Zudivern back there in the defensive backfield. Kingston will be the end of the right side here, and they will send Pates in motion from right to left. Fake the handoff to Went. Keeping it is going to be Westland trying to shake tacklers, but there's not enough blocking for him, and he is going to be stood up and driven backwards again. It was close to the play that he broke earlier in this quarter, started left and started back to the right because there was no hole, and this time they were able to hold on to his jersey and bring him down. That's going to be a loss of 4 on the play, and it's going to be 3rd and 15. So Pleasanton going the wrong way here with 2:45 to go in the first quarter, and they are down 22-6 here to the Knights. Take a little time in the huddle and remind you that you can also listen online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. 3rd and 15 at their own 10. Westland takes the snap. Little screen pass out here to Trevin Wendt. He needs a block. 15, 20, and they'll shove him out of bounds right there at the 20-yard line. The tackle is made by Matt Daly. So they'll gain 10, but it's going to be 4th down and 5. Wendt was fast, but there was nobody downfield to get in the way of Matt Daly. So 4th down here, needing 5, and Pleasanton's going to have to punt the football away here. Now, the one thing about the Bulldogs, your quarterback Kingston is also the punter. 2 men back deep to return it here in Guggenmus. And the kick is away. That's a good high spinning end-over-end kick taken at the 31-yard line by Zudivern. He breaks a tackle right side 35, hole 40, and he's tripped up there at midfield. making the tackle for Pleasanton is going to be Reese. Wyatt Reese is able to take care of business. So a punt that time of 31 yards. There is a decent return. And again, Sandhill Stedford starts in Pleasanton territory at the 35-yard line. And they are looking for their fourth touchdown of the first quarter, already up 22-6. And still 2:11 to go here in the opening quarter on Power 99. Ball at the 35-yard line of Pleasanton. Six men in the box. Back to pass. Looking left. Pocket collapses out to the right. And it's through the fingertips of a wide open Drew McIntosh. He was looking left, looking for Zutemer. He was covered. And McIntosh had it bounce off his fingertips at the 20-yard line. Incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10 for Sandhill Stedford. The Knights right now look to be with Central Valley in the mix as well. These two teams in Central Valley all trying to position themselves as the number one seed out of the West going into the playoffs next week. Back to the I formation. Back to Picorni off the left side. Huge hole. He might go untouched. And he will. Touchdown, number three of the first quarter for Dane Picorni. It's not even a true crossbuck. It's a plant your foot going right, cut back left, huge block, and a 35-yard touchdown run by Dane Picorni, and he is into the end zone for the third time here in the first quarter, something he's used to doing throughout the season. Picorni piling on the touchdowns here tonight. For Picorni, that is his 22nd touchdown of the year. And now they go for the two-point conversion. They want to throw. Under pressure, has to dump it out here to Picorni. He tries to break a tackle, puts his hand on the ground, keeps his balance, and got in there. Trevin went, hit him in the backfield, but couldn't bring the big guy down. And a two-point conversion from Ahlstrom to Picorni. But our 5 points bank touchdown, a 35-yard run by Picorni. And with 1:58 to go first quarter, Sandhill Stedford 30 and Pleasanton 6.
At your friendly Friesen Ford, they know life can be busy, so they have your best interest in mind by providing a quick, easy car buying experience. When looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Friesen Ford makes it easy for you by offering financing options, pending credit approval, a great selection of vehicles, as well as a friendly sales team that works with you to find a vehicle that will fit your needs and your budget. See the selection today just off I-80 in Aurora or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
Tired of looking at your family as they stare into their phones? Why not give them something incredible to look at, like Mother Nature, while cruising around in a new or used boat from Buzz's Marine. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, can help you and your family unplug and de-stress in a healthy way on the water. They have sport and surf boats, deck boats, fishing boats, and pontoons and triple tunes. Whatever you choose, you can't lose. Find out more today at Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer at 5th and Central Kearney, or online at buzzesmarine.com.
And Guggenmuss now, they want him to kick it into the end zone, and so he does kick it into the end zone, and it is all Sandhill Stedford, and you have to wonder the thought process over here on the Pleasanton sideline. You've been winning your football games, you've been getting off to good starts, but you can just tell the demeanor right now. Sandhill Stedford, they've got that kill, kill, kill right now, and every play they are all shades of fired up, and they were all shades of fired up at kickoff, and now it's even more so at 30-6. Westland stays in the backfield, you know, fake the handoff, roll to his right, get stood up, run over a guy, and get to the 20-yard line. Trying to catch him low is Matt Daly, and Westland said, I don't think so, and he's going to be tackled there by Picorni and also McFadden. It will be a gain of 4 on the play for Westland. And it'll be second down and 6. So Coach Westland and his staff knew coming in what they were going to face with this physical Sandhill Stedford defense and had to find a way to counter that. Right now, though, they've had some bad luck. Didn't get it on 4th and inches, then a defensive touchdown. Kingston in as the quarterback, hands it off the right side. Westland will take it, stood up and driven back by three green and white jerseys. McFadden in there again. He's going to make it out to about the 22-yard line. We'll call it a game of 3. But the blocking at the point of attack right now, it's all being won by Sandhill Stedford. So whoever has the football is basically doing it on their own until they can get past the original line of scrimmage. Third down, and we'll call it about 3 here at the 22-yard line. Need to make it to the 25 because we had the kick into the end zone. Pleasanton takes a long time here in the huddle. And they'll hustle up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd and 3, need to convert Westland now as they send Pates in motion. Fake the handoff. Tice wants to throw, dumps it underneath, and it is almost intercepted in and out of the hands of Zutavern at the 30-yard line. And he tried to get it to Kingston, and it'll be 4th down. Tice probably had some room to run there, but he thought he saw an open man, and that's his first incompletion. He had hit his first 2, including a touchdown, and that puts you in a tough situation. 4th down inside your 25-yard line, and Kingston to have to punt it away. And you've got the speedsters back there. Want to keep it out of Zutavern's hands if you can. Here comes some pressure. Kingston gets it away. And it'll be fielded at the 29-yard line. And Zutavern on the dead run, 30, 35, 40. He's down the right sideline to the 20, to the 15. And he's brought down close to the 10-yard line. Coach Dinas told us before the game, they have had some great, great special teams. And you see it again right there. It's a 29-yard punt. And then all the way returned to the 9-yard line. That is a 41-yard return, and it is 1st and goal for Sandhill Stedford. Their longest offensive scoring drive is 35 yards. And they'll start here at the Pleasanton 9 with 15 seconds. They might stick in another touchdown here in the first quarter. And they'll turn, hand it off to Zutavern. He's going to get inside the 5. That's Scranton. Scranton to the 2, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. Seth Scranton takes it in from 9 yards out, and that is the 5th touchdown of the first quarter for Sandhill Stedford, and this is turning into something we did not expect, a huge, huge lead before the first quarter comes to an end. And with 11 seconds, they're going to line up and go for the 2-point conversion. Scranton in the backfield, fake the pitch, throw it over the middle, and it's in and out of the hands of his tight end, Drew McIntosh, from Grant Ahlstrom. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 6-yard run, or a 9-yard run from Seth Scranton, and with 11 seconds to go in the first quarter, 36-6, Sandhill Stedford leads Pleasanton here on Power 99.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Well, this time, Guggenmos is going to hit an intentional short one that Wendt will take at the 5-yard line. Starts one way, reverses field to the 5, to the 10, and he's going to be brought down just short of the 15-yard line. He'll be at the 14-yard line, and it'll be 1st down and 10 here for Pleasanton on what will be the final play of the first quarter with 1 second remaining. They have moved so fast, we haven't even had time to catch a breath, give you some scores. We hope to do that here when we get to the start of the second quarter. But, I mean, literally, from extra point to kickoff takes about 35 seconds. Sandhill Stedford doesn't even run to the sideline. So Westland's going to stay as the quarterback, send Wendt out of their empty backfield. Tice, 3-man rush, rolls left, penalty flag, throws it up for grabs for Wendt. There's contact, and they're going to say incomplete. And Pleasanton saying, how about pass interference, which will negate the penalty in the backfield. And we will have a hold on the offense, and that'll back him up to the 7-yard line. It's only the 2nd penalty of this first quarter, but this has been the story of the ball game so far, and that'll be the end of the first, and it is all night. Sandhill Stedford 36, Pleasanton 6 on Power 99.
Amigos Mexi Fries and Famous Ranch Dressing are a number one duo that everyone in Nebraska can agree on. No vote needed. Now until Election Day, just to make your days happier, Amigos is giving you a free side of ranch with every order of Mexi Fries. That's right, free ranch with Mexi Fries until November 3rd. Don't forget to vote. And don't forget to enjoy fan-favorite Mexi Fries with Famous Ranch. Only at Amigos. This ad has been sponsored and paid for by Amigos, working to bring joy to October.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Doug Judah, our producer engineer, Zane Jones, back with you here in Pleasanton. Big thank you to athletic director Casey Loomis, but he's also one of the assistant coaches, and they're trying to figure out how to get back in this football game. First and 17 at their own 7, and it's going to be quarterback keeper here for Tyce Westland, and he'll get to the 11-yard line. Going to be a gain of 4 in our first play of the second quarter, and it is 36-6, Sandhill Stedford. Just keeps knocking down touchdowns as Pleasanton has gone with a little bit of a different offensive look in this football game. But it started with Pleasanton being stopped on 4th and inches at their own 19. 4 rushing plays by Picorni in. Then they snapped it over Westland's head into the end zone, and it was 14-0 in 3.5 minutes. And we're going to have a penalty flag here, an illegal motion going to be called on Pleasanton. Boy, you just hate to see this from anybody. I mean, Pleasanton not playing like 7-0 right now. Some of that, obviously, is Sandhill Stedford, but the third penalty of the ball game, and that's going to back him up about half the distance. It'll be a 5-yard penalty because it was at the 11 after the Westland run. So the ball at the 5, they need to make it out to about the 24, 2nd and 19, Pleasanton. Westland standing at his own goal line to take the snap. Pates in motion from left to right. Fake the handoff to Went. Keep it himself. Looks for a block. Gets one, and here he goes. Tyce to the 20. Can he outrun him? 30-40. It's a foot race, and Tyce Westland will take it all the way. Touchdown. That's a 75-yarder for Tyce Westland. And that'll give the Pleasanton fans something to holler for here on senior night and get them on the board. 125 yards rushing already now for Tyce Westland. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 75-yarder. And again, kind of what we saw the whole time. If you can get 3 or 4 yards up the field and fight off 2 or 3 of those blocks, then you're going to have the opportunity to go because Sandhill Stedford is packing it in there on that run. And now the 2-point conversion coming up for the Bulldogs. Westland with Went flanking him to the right. Kingston also on the right end. They'll take the snap, hand it to Went on a little inside handoff, and he goes nowhere. He's brought down by Parker Bellinger, and the 2-point conversion no good. With 10:52 to go, first half, Sandhill Stedford 36, Pleasanton 12.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer, reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
At Prairie Valley, when we say local, we mean local. To us, local is not picking hybrids and varieties that are supposed to work in a 16-state zone. Local is carefully selecting top-performing genetics that work specifically for an 8-county or smaller microzone. Prairie Valley Promise is to create local seed package that is locally tested and then grown under the same conditions that you work with on your farm. So our local agronomists not only know the seeds, but the entire solutions to make your seed perform the best they can. So choose local with Prairie Valley Seeds.
And Doug Duda back with you here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. Have a little helmet issue, so they're trying to get that fixed up here for one of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Now trailing 36-12. That's Kingston. They'll bring him over to the sideline and ready to tee it up and boot it away. Will be the Bulldogs, and on the tee here is Kobe Martinson. And you've got those dangerous return men led by Zutavern, so they're going to hit a line drive, but it bounces right to Zutavern. He picks it up at the 15, starts left, 20, up the middle of the field to the 25, skips over a man and brings it out to the 30, and this will be the worst starting field position of the football game for Sandhill Stedford, and they've got 36 points on the board. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Platte Lever Preps scoreboard. It is Grand Island 7, Norfolk nothing in the second quarter. In Class B, Northwest leading Aurora 14-6 in the second. Central City over Fillmore Central 24-0. Kearney Catholic leading Holdridge 21-7. Adams Central leading St. Paul 7-0. Minden 12-0 over Wood River Shelton. Those are all in the second quarter. Now the Knights on first down and 10. Hand it to Picorni off the left side. Makes one man miss. 35-40 into the secondary. Went tries to bring him down. He breaks the tackle. Look at Picorni. Here's a penalty flag. 25-20. Derrick Henry, what are you talking about? Dane Picorni's watching your highlights and showing them right here. And it looks like we may have a face mask to add on to the end of the run. And that's exactly what it'll be. A big, powerful run of 31 yards by Dane Picorni, and add another first down here. He has got 93 yards unofficially and three touchdowns and a five-yard face mask to go along with it. And trying to answer immediately back are the Knights of Sandhill Stedford. Again, both teams 7-0, but haven't had a lot of close games, even fewer close games for the Knights. First down and 10, mark the ball at the 14-yard line. They'll put Zutavern in a little bit of motion, fake the handoff, want to throw it out here into the flat and over the outstretched hands of his tight end, Matt Daly. That'll be second down and 10. Got to like that they're working on this a little bit. What will you use as you get deeper and deeper into the playoffs when you're not putting up 30-plus points in the first half every single week? Other scores to look at here for you. Central Catholic leads Twin River 6-0 in the second quarter. Amherst and Burwell. Burwell up 13-7 in the second quarter. Arcadia Loup City leads Anselmona 8-0 in the second. Elm Creek over Bertrand 16-0 in the second. Highline over Hitchcock County 18-14 late in the first. Second down and 10 at the 14-yard line. Back to the eye. Quarterback keeper around the right side and hanging on to bring him down after a short gain is going to be Carter Klein. He will stretch it forward to the 11. That's a gain of 3 on Cran Alstrom's first carry of the football game. So they need 6 for a first down, 11 for a touchdown. And let's see what they decide to do here, because this is where Picorni's just been running over people, and it's getting a lot of help from his line. And we are going to get a timeout here by Pleasanton, our first of the ball game, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Third and 6, Sandhill Stedford at the Pleasanton 11, 9:47 to go first half. Sandhill Stedford 36, Pleasanton 12.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
Transmission problems? Sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520, have any queue or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Hand off to Picorni on third down and 6, and he just muscles his way inside the 5 all the way down to the 2. That's a 9-yard gain, and it's first and goal here for Sandhill Stedford. No answer for Dane Picorni. Zutavern about a half yard ahead of him. They'll turn, and they'll give it to Zutavern this time, and he will be short. Gets to the 1, a gain of 1. That's actually his first carry of the football game. McCourney's already got 3 offensive touchdowns. Scranton got in on one. Then they had the fumble recovery in the end zone by Reed McFadden. Second and goal at the one. Pleasanton just got a sellout right here. They'll take it. Fumble the ball in the backfield, it looked like. No, he's able to grab it, and Zunivern's able to get into the end zone. Boy, I thought he mishandled it a little bit. But Zunivern's able to get in there, and he gets his first touchdown of the ball game. And that makes it 42-12. Sandhills-Thedford up by 30. And we still have all kinds of time to go here in this first half. 8:58 remaining. And Sandhills-Thedford has not been stopped yet. And for the two-point conversion, they give it to Picorni, and he's in there. Two-point conversion, Sandhills-Thedford, 5 points bank touchdown, the one-yard run by Zunivern, 8:58 to go, second quarter, Sandhills-Thedford 44, Pleasanton 12.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports action. Of course, earlier this week, we saw Pleasanton win the FKC Volleyball Championship over Overton. St. Paul took the Lou Platt over Ord. And now we're ready to throw the ball into the air again. This is going to be a short one, returnable, taken by Wendt at the 7 to the left sideline, 15, and he'll be thrown out of bounds at the 20-yard line. The tackle made by Sandhills-Thedford's Dane Picorni, and he's got a little bit of everything going on. Now can Pleasanton, who's had to work for everything tonight, find an answer, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to matter if they do. They have not found a way to come up with a stop. Axtell leading Overton 8-0 in the second quarter. We'll get you some other scores here in just a moment. Central Catholic now leads Twin River 14-0. And Gothenburg leading Chadron 21-0. Earlier today, Harvard beat Wilcox Hildreth 83-51, and the snap goes through the hands of the quarterback again, and this time back there and tackled at the 5-yard line is Martinson. And that is a huge loss, 14 yards. That's the third time we have seen that happen here in the football game. And so it's going to be second and forever. And so Martinson will come out, not his fault. Snapped over his head. And maybe Pleasanton will just go back to their original offense. Get Kingston under center. And if you want to use Tice as a running back, so be it. But they're going to use him again as the Wildcat quarterback in Westland. They'll send Pates in motion, using him as a blocker. Now running the right side, Westland. He's going to be hit around the knees and brought down at the 10-yard line. This time Daly didn't let him go. And a short gain on the play, about 3 yards for Tice. And it'll be third down and forever. They need to get out to the 20, to the 30. It's third and 20 here for Pleasanton. And head coach Ricky Westland trying to get the attention of his quarterback back there to send the play in. 44-12 in a battle of 7-0 teams. And what some thought could happen has happened. Pleasanton helped a little bit, but nobody has stopped this first unit all year for Sandhills-Thedford, and they haven't done it here tonight. So third and 20, empty backfield, Westland. Rolls left, under pressure. They're going to have to just throw this one away, and he does. Tried to get it down to Wendt, but bounced it about 10 yards in front of him as there was good pressure from Daly and company, and it'll be fourth down and 20, and Pleasanton's going to have to punt it from their own end zone. And back to return to Zunivern, and he's not even going to go to midfield. They'll back him up a little bit. Guggenmos comes in, and they'll back him up to about their 35-yard line as Pleasanton tries to find a way to use a little bit of time. The one thing that you definitely want to avoid, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter, is hitting that 35-point mark at halftime. And here's the snap. Kingston to boot it away. And it'll be taken at the 39-yard line by Gugamas. He makes one man miss to the 40, 35. He stiff arms, gets to the corner, and we're going to have all kinds of flags as he turns the corner across the 30 to the 25, and he's out of bounds at about the 20. Punt that time of 32 yards, and he returns it to the penalty flags that are about the 31. So an illegal block in the back here on the Knights, and that'll be their first penalty of the football game. And back him up 10 yards. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll look at the scores from around the area. We'll talk about what's coming up next week. We'll talk about what happened earlier today, state softball and state tennis going on. Got state cross country next week. And we'll give you an update on what's going on in the Major League Baseball playoffs as well, as the Astros lead the Rays 6-1 at the top of the seventh. They're trying to force a game seven after they were down 3-0. So first and 10 here at their own 33-yard line. And back to pass, looking down the field, nowhere to go. And scrambling will be the quarterback, Grant Ahlstrom. And he'll be able to get some positive yards right in the middle of the football field. Pugh is able to bring him down after a gain out to about the 38-yard line. And it's going to be second down. They're going to call it six on the scramble from Grant Ahlstrom. He hasn't had to worry about what he's had to do much of the year. Just manage it, get it to Picorni or any of his other running backs. Throws it every once in a while just to keep the defense honest. But Pleasanton trying to get seven men in the box here. On second, fake the pitch. Want to throw it out here in the flat. And that time, Daly's got it at the 30, and he's brought down by Pates at the 23-yard line. A gain of 19 on the air, or through the air, for Sandhill Stedford. First down and 10. Again, they haven't been stopped. They haven't been close to being stopped. McCourney with three rushing touchdowns, a defensive touchdown. Zittevern ran one in, Scrant one run in. All three of the running backs that they normally would use, because Hickman's injured, have already scored. Still 6:14 remaining here in the half. First and 10 at the 23 of Pleasanton. Ahlstrom back to pass, looking right, going to throw it out here in the flat, and he overshot his intended receiver of Drew McIntosh. So they've looked for McIntosh a couple of times, just haven't been able to hook up. It'll be up second down and 10 as the clock stops. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and our friends in Hazard and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As Sandhill Stedford is taking care of business throughout this first half, and we're a long ways from being done. We're just to the halfway mark of the second quarter. Sandhill Stedford trying to get to 50. Second and 10 out of the power eye formation. And fake the handoff, pitch it back here to McCourney, and Went actually jumped the route, and for the first time they get Dane behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a couple of yards, and that is the first negative yardage play of the ball game for Sandhill Stedford. So it'll be third down and 12 at the Pleasanton 26-yard line. They had third and six a couple of times, converted it both times, and they don't take long in the huddle here. And again, you're in a spot where see what you get on third in case you want to run it again. And get out of that power eye formation at the 25. They'll give it to Picorni. Huge hole off the right side. He's to the 20, to the 15, and an ankle tackle at the first down marker by Kingston. He'll have a 14-yard run and enough to move the chains. What a job by the Knights. Reed McFadden on that right end. McIntosh has been over there as the tight end. They're just blowing things up. I mean, you see that in flag football with your youth over the weekend, and you would be amazed. And you're seeing it right here tonight. Great job by the right side of that offensive line. And it's first and 10 at the 11. And they'll hand it off to Zittevern again, fullback trap, and he's at the 5 before there's any contact. They'll stand him up right there, and it'll be second down and 5 yards to go. So Reese already into the end zone once. They're trying to spread the wealth. It'll be second down, 5 yards to go for a first down, 6 yards to go for a touchdown. With the clock running at 4:40 to go here in the first half, 44-12, Sandhill Stedford. Ball on the right hash. And they'll give it to Zunivert again right up the middle. He'll follow his center into the end zone. Touchdown. Good block by Parker Bellinger. And a five-yard run for Reese Zunivert. And the scoreboard just keeps on churning here for Sandhill Stedford. 50-12 on our 5 points bank touchdown here with 4:33, as we said, to go in quarter number two. Second touchdown for Zunivert. Line up to go for two. The quarterback, Allstrom, takes it, gives it to Picorni. Picorni this time tries the left side, and Picorni is in there for the two-point run. And so with 4:33 to go here in the first half, it is now Sandhill Stedford 50 and Pleasanton 12 on Power 99.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsINSAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
So Guggenmos kicking into the wind. This time it's going to be bounced and picked up by Wendt at the 7. He'll start to the right, to the 15, get to the 20, and they'll bring him down at the 22-yard line. And that's where the Bulldogs will begin this series. And again, remember, they started the game with the ball, so Sandhill Stedford is going to get the ball to start the second half. Your score now, 52-12, so that's a 40-point football game. And if you don't want a running clock in the third quarter, Pleasanton's going to have to score here. That doesn't happen until the second half. Out of the spread formation, Martinson is the quarterback. He scrambles. He can't get anywhere. He's sacked. Back there to drop him for a loss is Lan Wild. He'll drop him inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 4. Second down and 14. So three different quarterbacks so far in the game for Pleasanton. And Kobe Martinson, they were hoping maybe to use his arm here. But a lot of negative plays. It's actually the first sack, but they've got back there and knocked the ball down, and there's been some fumbles and some penalties here against Pleasanton. Second and 14 at their own 18-yard line. And it looks like they'll go back to Westland now as the quarterback. In motion, Pates. I'm not sure he's touched it yet. Low snap, and they are dropping him at the 10-yard line. That's still Martinson. Or is it Westland? Should be able to tell the difference between those two big boys, but one wears 8, one wears 9. And that is going to be Westland. They snapped it at his ankles. He went down and grabbed it by the time he stood up. Sandhill Stedford was on him. And a loss of 8 on the play. And it'll be third down and 22. Be tough when we run down the stats here in the first half. Again, Sandhill Stedford won't have as many offensive stats as one would believe. Those first four scores, including the defense, they were all about 20-yard drives. So Pleasanton breaks the huddle here on third and forever at their own 10-yard line. And Kingston is back as a quarterback. He'll fire it over the middle and overshoots Tyce Westland at the 20-yard line. Would have been well short of the first down. They sent Pates deep down the field, but Pleasanton always looking for Westland. Sandhill Stedford knew it. And that was Kingston's first pass of the football game. And once again, Pleasanton's going to have to punt from their own end line on fourth down and 22. Kingston the punter. And he will drop back only about 9 yards to receive the punt or receive the snap. Here comes some pressure up the middle, about got to him. It's a short punt this time, taken at the 40, and it's Guggenmos to the right side, 35, 30, 20, penalty flag 15, and he's upended there by Kingston, the punter. It's going to be a 31-yard punt, and that's about the average of the first four. But we have another block in the back here on Sandhill Stedford. And so the only two penalties against the Knights have been on kick returns, blocks in the back. They have all their timeouts, 2:33 remaining here in quarter number two, and it is 52-12, a 40-point lead here for Sandhill Stedford. Pleasanton hasn't been on the wrong side of many of these. Of course, last year the state final didn't go well, but as far as regular season games, it's been a long time since they've been on the wrong side of this. So first down and 10 here for the Knights. The ball will be marked right at midfield. And the quarterback, Grant Ahlstrom, sets him down on the I formation, hands it to Zunivern. He starts right, then runs up over his center. They can't tackle him, but they do stop his forward progress after a gain of about 3.5 yards. It'll be second down and 7 after a 3-yard gain. Content to use a little clock here. They've still got plenty of time with 2:10 and counting. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up here on Power 99 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second down and 7 at the Pleasanton 37. Right up the middle on a quick hitter and a couple of yards. As they'll get inside the 35, Zunivern gets to the 33, so a gain of 4. And it'll bring up third down and about 3 yards to go. At the 33, need to hit the 30 to move the chains. Again, Sandhill Stedford hasn't even thought about a punter. Their punter may not even let her this year. Of course, at 8-man, it's always a guy that's going to see some action, but they haven't had to use one much. Third and 3 at the 33. Give it to Picorni. He pops to the outside. He's got room. 30, 25, sideline 20, 15, 10. And finally, Westland just pops him inside the 10 at the 8-yard line. A gain of 25 on the play for Dane Picorni. And another first down for Sandhill Stedford. Unofficially, I've got Picorni for 139 yards and 3 touchdowns here in the first half. First and goal for the Knights at the Bulldog 8-yard line. And Ahlstrom ran all the way back to the other side of the midfield stripe to find his offensive coordinator and get the play. But he hustles back into the huddle and gives it real quick. Ball at the 8. Looking for more are the Knights. Ahlstrom out of the I formation. Takes it. Hands it to Zunivern. Hit by Wendt. And that slows him down. He's still able to churn the legs to about the 5, just short of the 5. It'll be a gain of 3. Trevin Wynn actually got through there that time to make contact at the line of scrimmage. Second and goal at the 5. A minute to go here in the first half. Coach Dinas and his staff couldn't have done any better here in the first half of this battle of unbeatens. Up by 40 and about ready to go up 46. Ahlstrom gets under his big center. Second and goal. Hands it off Zunivern again, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown. Just trap, trap, trap. Right off the center. And another touchdown for Reese Zunivern. And that'll be his third. So Picorni and Zunivern each with 3. A 5-point bank touchdown from 5 yards out. His second straight 5-yard run. Stopping the clock with 37 seconds remaining here. In the first half, they line up to go for 2. And they'll hand it to Zunivern again on the 2-point conversion. And this time, Pleasanton's able to drop him immediately, and the run is no good. But in a shocker here tonight, Sandhill Stedford 58, Pleasanton 12. We'll be right back on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Guggenmus mishits the kickoff, and it's going to skip up on Heichel, and he's at least going to grab it. And Cinch slides down a little slick out there. That's what happens this time of the year. It wasn't hot today, but once that sun goes down, a little dewy out there, and his feet gave out. But the ball will be at the 26-yard line. Pleasanton does have a couple of timeouts, and at this point, doesn't matter. You are down 58-12, so I assume that they'll try and get this football down the field, see if they can break a big play here. Needing to travel 54 yards to find the end zone. And Kingston will come in. He'll get under center. Full house backfield. Kingston turns and hands it off to Wendt, and that is going to be his first carry. He'll get about 4 yards out to the 29-30-yard line. His first carry of the game, and we've got an injured player on the field. Maybe just tangled up. Uh-oh. Westland and Wendt, and Westland doesn't look good getting up here. You don't want to see that. And we may just see a timeout here by Pleasanton. Coach Westland wants to know if he can get the injured player off. And Tice is going to hobble over. At least he'll have the halftime to heal up. And the thing about this, neither roster's deep. I mean, yeah, we're in D2, but there's only about seven or eight guys on the sideline for each team. So when we get into kind of mop-up time in the second half with the running clock, it's hard to really go deep down your bench at all. There's just not that much there. Second down, 6 at their own 30. Last play of the half as we're down to 10 seconds. Kingston's just going to turn and keep it himself, and he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage by McFadden, and that'll be the end of the first half of play, dominated by the Knights of Sandhills-Thedford, trying to shake off that upset of the playoffs last year to Mullen, and they have destroyed everyone this year. They haven't played a game closer than 38 points, and right now this one isn't 38. It is 58-12, Sandhills-Thedford leading the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and the Dogs are going to have to find a way to man it up here and finish this second half because Sandhills-Thedford is going to get to 8-0. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Stay here on Power 99. We'll get you some score updates, talk about what happened throughout the day as well as we continue on KKPR-FM.
Lammer's Truck Line, The River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from The River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
And welcome back to high school football here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And here at the half, Sandhills-Thedford has not been stopped once, and they are all over Pleasanton by a score of 58-12. Let's go ahead and take a look at the rest of the scores that we have for you from around the listening area. And we'll have a couple here that we need an update on. If you could help us, 308-646-0506, 308-646-0506. And all you have to do is call or text that number and give us the score of your game. In Class A, last night, Kearney fell to Elkhorn South in overtime, 28-21. Tonight at the half, Grand Island 14 and Norfolk 7. In Class B action this evening, not a whole lot going on. We could use an update on the Alliance Lexington game. Grand Island Northwest leading Aurora 22-21 just before the half. In C1, a little bit of a surprise. Broken Bow leading Cozad 22-6. Ravenna leading Heartland Lutheran, by the way, 34-6. So there's a score update on the Ravenna game that they have at half. We'll get to that in a moment. Other C1 action, Central City shutting out Fillmore Central 38-0 in the second. Gothenburg 21, Shadron nothing at the half. Kearney Catholic 35, Holdridge 7. That's on ESPN 1460 in the second quarter. They're already into the third quarter in the C1 top five battle. It is still Adams Central 7, St. Paul nothing. That's on 1230 AM KHAS. And at half on the Breeze, 94.5, Minden 12, and Wood River Shelton. Those games also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In C2 at the half, Grand Island Central Catholic leading Twin River 14-0. Ord at last check was all over Centura 36-0. And we could use an update on the Donovan Trumbull game. They are in the replacement game tonight against Sabatha, Kansas. So they kicked that off earlier. Last score we had was Burwell 13, Amherst 7 in the second quarter. Other eight-man games at the half, Arcadia Loup City 22 and Selma Vernon nothing. Elm Creek 22, Bertrand nothing. It is Hitchcock County 20, Highline 18. And as we said, Ravenna leads Heartland 34-6. Kennesaw leads Palmer 34-6. Still in the second quarter at last check, Axtell had an 8-0 lead against Overton. Earlier today, Blue Hill beat Niobrara Verdigris in a replacement game 45-6. Last night, Loomis took care of Brady 54-28. In six-man action, we're looking for an update on the Franklin-Silver Lake game and the Heartland-Lutheran-Stewart game. This afternoon, defending champion Harvard outscored Wilcox-Hildreth by a score of 83-51. Taking a look at what's going on in Major League Baseball, bottom of the seventh, the Houston Astros 7, the Tampa Bay Rays 2. If Houston wins this, that would force a winner-take-all Game 7 after the Rays won the first three games of the series. And they're just underway in the National League. Top of the first, Dodgers taking on the Braves. The Braves are up 3-1. We will have plenty of football for you this weekend on ESPN 1460 and 1550 college football tomorrow, starting with the Clemson-Wake Forest game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m., and then tomorrow night, Georgia-Alabama. We've had a couple of games that got COVIDed out. Sunday, we've got a triple header for you again beginning at 12 noon. Other results from today at the State High School Softball Tournament, both Kearney Catholic and Hastings finished as state runners-up. Hastings came back through the loser's bracket to get into the finals against Omaha Scutt and fell 8-4. Kearney Catholic dropped two games to Guardian Angels today by scores of 7-3 and 12-0 to finish as the state runner-up in just the third year of the program. So congratulations to the Stars. And then in Class A, Papillion-La Vista, the best team in history of Nebraska softball, shut out North Platte in the finals to win Class A. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
Let's do business in the Heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Platte Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why. We are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
A reminder that we will be back with you Monday on the Breeze 94.5 for the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Championships. They have moved those to Franklin this year. 6 o'clock for the consolation, and the host Franklin is the number one seed. Championship will be at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, we head to Overton here on Power 99 as the Eagles will take on Kearney Catholic in a top five battle. The Stars, a mini upset last night. Broken Bow came down and won the fifth set 22-20, something you don't hardly ever see, a fifth set going that deep. But a rematch of that district final, Broken Bow get a big win at Kearney Catholic. And then next Thursday, it'll be the eight-man football playoffs. Next Friday, we've got Cozad Kearney Catholic as one of our games. We'll be following the Kearney Bearcats in their playoff game as well. So again, for Class A and eight-man, this is the final week of the regular season. BC and six-man, they'll have one more week going on next week, and we will continue our coverage there. And we will be at state cross country next week. So congratulations to all those runners that have advanced on to the state cross country meet, which begins at noon next Friday. Kearney tennis team finished sixth today at the state meet. Rhode Island Central Catholic in fifth in Class B. Kearney Catholic finished in a tie for 13th today, a tie for ninth, and then a tie for 13th between Adams Central and Lexington in Class B. When we come back here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we'll look at the first half numbers. Stay with us.
FOMO, noun, anxiety that an exciting or interesting event may currently be happening elsewhere. Well, you can forget FOMO now with PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks in part to sponsors like Florang Chiropractic, Platte River Preps is where the exciting and interesting happen. Schedules for your favorite high school teams, coaches interviews, game broadcasts and podcasts, even a photo or two. Follow the best in Central Nebraska at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is now offering an orthopedic rapid care clinic. During these uncertain times, our goal is to help take the burden off of our local hospitals. New West Sports Medicine is now offering a walk-in clinic for your orthopedic problems, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. No appointments necessary. Most major insurance is accepted. Call 308-865-2570 for more information. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's new rapid care clinic.
Time now for a look at the first half stats on our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. And as I mentioned when we went into a break, they're not going to look as bad as the score indicates, because Sandhill-Stedford had short fields throughout the first half, and there were a couple of big plays by Pleasanton. For Pleasanton, they are led by Tice Westland, 11 carries, 128 yards and a touchdown, which was a 75-yard scamper. Craig Kingston, 4 carries, 22 yards. Trevin Went, 1 carry, 4 yards. He's the leading rusher. They've just totally went away with what they've done offensively the first 7 games of the season. Broderick Pates, 1 carry, negative 1 yard. Kobe Martinson, 1 carry, negative 4 as he was sacked. And then there were 3 team fumbles that added up for 26 yards of negative yardage. So 21 rushing attempts, 123 yards for Pleasanton. Through the air, Kingston attempted 1 pass, incomplete. Tice Westland is 2 for 4 for 26 yards and a 16-yarder to Kingston. So 123 on the ground, 26 through the air, 149 yards of offense, 4 first downs, 1 fumble, which was snapped over Westland's head into the end zone for a touchdown, 4 punts for an average of 31 yards, and 4 penalties for 22 yards for Pleasanton. For Sandhill-Stedford, Dane Picorni, 12 carries, 139 yards, 3 touchdowns. Reese Zutavern, 8 carries, 27 yards, 3 touchdowns. Seth Scranton, 2 carries, 12 yards, and a touchdown. And Grant Alstrom, 2 carries for 7 yards. 24 rushing attempts, 185 yards on the ground for Sandhill-Stedford. Alstrom has put the ball in the air 5 times, completed 2 of those. No interceptions, no touchdowns, 28 yards through the air, 185 on the ground, 213 yards of total offense, 14 first downs in the first half for Sandhill-Stedford. They have not punted it, they have not turned it over, and their only 2 penalties were on special teams with blocks in the back for 20 yards. Well, the way the football game started, if you're just joining us, Pleasanton won the toss. They elected to receive. They went into the wind that we had at about 14 mile an hour, which wasn't going to be a big deal, and they came out in the Wildcat using Tice Westland as the quarterback instead of Craig Kingston, and they started at their own 10. On a nice run by Kingston, he was just inches short of the 20-yard line, so Pleasanton elected to go for it on 4th and inches. But instead of going with a quarterback sneak or some power game, they spread it out, and they were stopped a yard behind the line of scrimmage. That allowed a 19-yard drive on four plays, all carries by Dane Picorni, and he took it in to make it 6-0. So the kickoff went into the end zone. Pleasanton started at the 15, and that's when the snap went over Westland's head, and it was recovered in the end zone by the Knights' Reed McFadden. So we weren't even 3.5 minutes into the ball game, and it's 14-0 in favor of Sandhills Thedford. Then the Westland to Kingston as they marched it down the field, a 65-yard drive. Looked like, okay, we've settled down. We made the mistake. Now we're in the end zone. A 16-yard pass from Westland to Kingston. The run was no good. With 5:33 to go first quarter, 14-6 Sandhills Thedford. But then the Knights just didn't get stopped the rest of the half. An 18-yard drive after an outstanding kickoff by Zutavern. A 6-yard run by Picorni makes it 22-6. Then a 35-yard run by Picorni after another good kick return. That was the two-play drive from the 35. Ahlstrom added the two-point conversion. It's 30-6 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And then Scranton came in, and Scranton had a 6-yard run. And it was 36-6 with 11 seconds to go. Again, it was another huge return on a punt all the way down to the 9-yard line. In the second quarter, Tyce Westland did break free on a 75-yard run with 10:52 to go in the half. That made it 36-12. But then Zutavern, three straight touchdowns from one, from five, and from five more. And that added 22 more points over the final 9 minutes of the half. And we will have a running clock in the second half. This game will get over quickly. It is 58-12 at the half in favor of the Sandhills Thedford Knights in a battle of undefeated teams. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is coming up on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
On a winning sports team, all the players work together and good things happen. And this sports broadcast on Platte River Radio happens because of a strong local team. The businesses you hear during this game know the value of advertising their message to sports fans. Our sponsors tell their story to thousands of Central Nebraska listeners every week. That helps their business grow, and it makes these broadcasts possible. We'd love to have you join our sports sponsorship team. Go to PlatteRiverRadio.com/advertise and get in the game with us.
Five Points Bank has been proudly serving the Tri-City area for decades, and we are continuously finding ways to make your banking experience easy and enjoyable. We offer the best of both worlds with kind and welcoming employees in the bank while creating a strong online presence to accommodate your busy lifestyle. Our innovative technology adds layers of security while being easily accessible to all age groups. Stop into the Better Bank to learn more today.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Don't forget, folks, that the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com and nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl winner will be listed on PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by B&B Carpet. And last month's winner was Tyce Westland of Pleasanton on the boys' side. And for the girls, Elena Vargas, who won the district yesterday from Hastings St. Cecilia in track. And we're watching over here as we see Tyce Westland going through some work with the coach and the trainer over there to make sure that he's okay, and he looks like he's okay after being injured right at the end of the first half of play. Let's run down that scoreboard for you one more time. In tonight's action, Grand Island leads Norfolk at the half 14-7. Aurora leads Grand Island Northwest at the half 22-21. looking for an update on Lexington Alliance. In C1, one of the surprises of the night, Broken Bow leads Cozad 22-6. Central City 44-0 over Fillmore Central at the half. They're into the third quarter. Gothenburg leads Shadron 28-0. Kearney Catholic leading Holdridge 35-7 at the half. St. Paul is on the board. They've tied Adams Central in the third quarter 7-7. Minden leads Wood River Shelton in the third quarter 12-0. And nothing new outside of Axtell Overton. It's now 8-6, Axtell leading Overton, and that is in the third quarter of play. So those are the new scores that we have for you, and we are about ready to get this second half underway. And again, it will be Sandhills-Thedford football. And we'll see how many different athletes we get into the football game as we progress here. And let's see if Pleasanton tries to do something a little crazy, maybe throw an onside kick at him or a squib kick. Craig Kingston is ready to tee it up here. And you've got some really good return men already that we have seen here for Sandhills-Thedford. A line drive kick, and it's going to be taken and dropped back at their 5-yard line by Scranton. He's looking for some running room. Little shimmy at the 10, up to the 15, got by a man, and it'll be brought down at the 18-yard line by Martinson. Nice job. It looked like Reese had him squared up there, but he was able to give him the hip and take it away. And again, this will be the worst starting field position of the entire football game for Sandhills-Thedford, as the return by Scranton is out to the 14-yard line, or 19-yard line. So it'll be first down and 10 for Sandhills-Thedford. In fact, they haven't started on their side of midfield much at all in this football game. And it looks like they're already going to the backups. Braden Guggenmus is in as the quarterback. So you've got the number one offense, or two offense, against the number one defense. And they'll hand it off here to Scranton. And Reese is in there on the tackle with Klein after a gain of about a yard. So they're getting ready for the playoffs now for Sandhills-Thedford. They know they have got this one in control. Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. It's been a good season for Pleasanton football and volleyball, and we look forward to continuing to follow them as both of their seasons progress.
Second down and nine.
So Guggenmus, the quarterback. Scranton is the eye back. In at the fullback is Connor Cooksley, and they'll turn and pitch it to Scranton. Tries to get to the left side. Westland comes through there and gets in behind the line of scrimmage. And again, I'm telling you, we talked about it in the first half. There are 3, 7, 9 guys standing on the sideline for Pleasanton, some youngsters. So it's going to be a while before you see these guys. A loss on the play of a couple there for Scranton. And it'll be third down at 11. And for Guggenmus, he's a good kicker, but he's not a big kid. He's only 115. They don't list their height, but he's probably about 5'7", maybe out there. Maybe about like that. I look at my filmer. He says, you know that's right. So it'll be third down. And they'll hand it off the right side, trying to get to the corner. A little room here to the 20, the 25, and it's a first down. And tackled right there at the out-of-bounds marker. They'll let that go with Pates. Nice run by Scranton. They'll bring him out at the 32-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of 13 on the play. And another first down here for Sandhills-Thedford. So Scranton, 24 yards so far. He scored once in the first half. Again, 7 rushing touchdowns and a defensive touchdown for Sandhills-Thedford, and they lead it 58-12, 9:20 to go, third quarter, opening drive here of the second half. Guggenmus fakes it to the fullback, hands it off to Scranton. He is going to be running into a wall of red, and he's shoved out of bounds. Normally that would be a big thing, but with the continuous clock, it doesn't matter, and the tackle is made by Cinch Heichel. And didn't get anything, they're going to say. Just got back to the line of scrimmage. When we are done here, it is the New West postgame show. And at the end of the night, we're going to join another football game on our network of stations tonight, with this one getting over early. And with Rivals and Ruts scoreboard show, Cannon Rath and the crew back at the studios getting you all those important scores as you start to think about the playoffs. On second down, Scranton again off the left side, a little room to the 34, and then he's stacked up. Westland and company get to him. Going to be a gain of about 3. And what will Pleasanton do? This is a whole different feeling than last year. They had kind of been banged up, dropped a couple of close games in the middle of the season, then got their momentum going, got into the playoffs, got that nice win in the first round. Then you had that upset on the other side. Remember, Sandhill-Stedford, one of the reasons that Pleasanton got to the finals by getting upset, that brought in those wacky 14-13 matchups in the second round of the playoffs, or was it 14-15, whatever it was. Hand it to Scranton again. Hole off the right side. He'll be ridden down from behind after he gets a couple of yards here across the 35. Pugh brings him down at the 38-yard line. That's going to be three more. And that'll bring up fourth down. And for the first time tonight, a punting situation here for Sandhill-Stedford. And again, it's, you may laugh, but these are the things that they haven't done much this year that they need to work on in game situations, because they will have to punt the football at some point in the playoffs. And ready to punt it away is Matt Daly. Kingston stands at about his 10. Daly boots it away, a high, high short kick. Kingston just going to let it bounce because Zunnevern was right there. And so Westland picks it up. There was nobody else there. He might return it. 20, 25, 30 down the middle of the field. And Tyce Westland with a heads-up play will return that punt for a Pleasanton touchdown. We're going to mark that down as a 66-yard return for Tyce Westland. One of the stranger ones you will see, because Kingston was back there, but Zunnevern was squared up. He would have nailed him, and Kingston just decided, I'm not going to fair catch it. I'm going to let it bounce. They were the only two there. Westland saw it bounce. It went straight in the air. It was an easy grab. Grabbed it, wheeled, and headed the other way for the third touchdown of the night for Pleasanton. So something positive on our 5 points bank touchdown for the Bulldogs. Tyce Westland with the heads-up play. Now they go for two, and he will line up as the Wildcat quarterback. Nope, Kingston will come under center. Cray will keep it himself, try to get right in, but he's going to be drugged down from behind by Parker Bellinger, and the two-point conversion is no good. But a 66-yard punt return by Tyce Westland with 7:01 to go here in the third quarter of play. It is Sandhill-Stedford 58, Pleasanton 18.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student-athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913. Located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
Let's do business in the Heartland. Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, the newest addition to the Platte Valley Auto Pony Express winning team. The largest selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs around. Great deals happen here. Sales, service, parts and tires, collision center, and more. Come see why we are the fastest growing auto stores in Central Nebraska. Great selection, Chevrolet Buick, Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. The only thing you need to know for all your automotive needs. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Pony Express, Chevrolet, Gothenburg, Minden, and now Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington, Nebraska, where everybody gets a great deal and a great deal more.
Kingston will boot it away as Scranton's going to grab it at the 6. He's just going to come up the right sideline. He's got a lot of room to the 20, to the 25. He's to the 30, and he's pushed out of bounds just short of midfield. But here is another penalty flag. The only flags against Sandhill-Stedford have been on kick and punt returns. And we're going to have a block in the back here again on Sandhill-Stedford. Again, they'll want to clean that up, but boy, they get so many good returns, and they have had returns for touchdowns. They haven't returned one for a touchdown tonight, but they have returned them inside the 20 a couple of times by Zunnevern. That time it was Scranton as the starters, kind of like they've done most of the year, standing on the sideline in the second half. We asked Coach Dinas about that, playing a four-quarter game, kind of thought maybe they'd get one tonight, but that is not the way that this one played out. As Sandhill-Stedford in cruise control, second team already out there in the half, and Guggenmos going to hand it off on a little counter play. Scranton starts right, now reverses his field. This is Mike Rozier. Now he's got a little room to the left, and he's tripped up at the 25-yard line by Pates, or else he would have really had a big return there or a big run. And did he get much on the play? No. Did he lose 10? No. Did he get back to the line of scrimmage? Yes. How much did that all get him? 2 yards. Maybe three. We'll be gracious and say it was three. Second down and 7. But for the folks that remember the old time Rozier run, that's exactly what it looked like Only Rozier started to the left and ran to the right. Here he ran to the right and then full pivoted and ran about 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage all the way to the left end, and he had some room, but Pates tripped him up. Second out at 7 at the 26, and they'll hand it off to the fullback this time, and stood up, not much going there for the fullback in Connor Cooksley, maybe a yard. Again, if this was an 11-man game, you'd be running in tons of kids, and everybody would be getting a chance to play, but Sandhill Stedford has fewer players, I believe, standing on the sideline than Pleasanton. Had a couple of kids, of course, banged up. They were going to lose Trey Hickman. I mean, how good is this running attack anyway without Trey Hickman? 58-18, Sandhill Stedford, 5:10 to go, running clock third quarter. Guggenbus hard count, and we got a jump. Looks like an offsides here is going to be coming up on Pleasanton. And that's exactly what our line judge, Rodney Bedke, says. And the first defensive penalty of the ball game. It's going to be third down and short. So just one to go here. Keep you up to date on what else is going on in the world of sports and football tonight. And the Major League Baseball playoffs are also going on. Still 7-2 Astros, and they got the bases loaded in the top of the eighth. And Atlanta has taken a 1-0 lead over the Dodgers. On third down, trying to bust outside Scranton, and he's not going to get there. Drug down behind the line of scrimmage by Heichel. Nice job busting through there by Heichel. Also in defensively right now is Copeland Karstens. So a little mixture in there. And they're going to lose a couple on the play. It'll be fourth down and 3. So a punting situation here for the second time in this ball game. Of course, the last time they punted it, we had the weird situation where they let the ball bounce and Westland ran down the field and grabbed it. Tice not in the game right now. He's on the sideline. And the boot away by Scranton. A very high kick, but it's also short. Going to bounce at the 29 and go out of bounds at the 26-yard line. So it's a 24-yard punt, and there is no return. Last time was about a 30-yard punt that was returned. So Pleasanton will take over. First down and 10, and let's see what Coach Ricky Westland's going to do. It looks like Tice ran over to the huddle, and now he's back over on the sidelines. And we're going to see some new faces out there. Karstens is going to come out there. It looks like Kobe Martinson's going to take over the quarterback duty. Still got Klein in as your center. Also going to run Heichel out there at the end. So maybe the line stays the same, and you just change the backfield up. Kingston is actually going to stay at quarterback. And out of tie-dye formation on first and 10, they'll turn and hand it off to Pates, and Pates will bust it across the 30 and get out to the 31-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 5 on the play. Just the second carry of the evening for Pates. 58-18. Sandhill Stedford leading Pleasanton with 3 minutes to go in the football game. In the fourth, Adams Central has just taken a 13-0. St. Paul, and Minden is holding on to their 12-0 lead over Wood River Shelton. In the fourth, Overton has now scored to take a 14-8 lead over Axtell. Second down and 6 at their own 31-yard line. Pitch to Pates off right guard. He is going to cross the 35, stay on his feet, and get right to that first down marker. It's going to be close. All about what the side judge says, and I think they're going to say it is a first down. So a gain of 7 there for Pates. And a first down, a rare first down. That's the fifth of the entire ball game. Again, most of that offense of 149 yards in the first half for Pleasanton generated on two big plays, including the 75-yard run by Tice Westland. Three touchdown runs for both of the running backs in Zutivern and Picorni, and it looks like they're done for the night. Sandhill Stedford might have been lined up off sides, but they'll hand it off to Pates, and he is going to be hit in the backfield. Might have fumbled the football. Punching it out of there is going to be Tyson Stengel, but Pleasanton does cover it. So Pates lost a couple of yards on the play, and it'll be second down and 12. With the running clock, a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Here comes Mason Lammers into the ball game for the Bulldogs. good-looking Sandhill Stedford team. I mean, this is a program that's there every single year. Just a handful of years ago, went up to Twin Loop at Sargent, played in the state semifinals with 14 kids. They don't have a ton, about 21 total. Second out and 12 at their own 35-yard line. Kingston turns, hands it off to Pates, gets some room off the left side into Sandhill Stedford territory. Guggenmaus will drag him down at the 36-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9 for Pates. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter, 58-18. Some other scores, we're just getting them out of halftime for some. Aurora now a 29-21 lead over Grand Island Northwest in the third quarter of play. Hitchcock County leading Highline 28-18 in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic Holdridge just getting out of half, 35-7 Stars. On third down and short, Kingston pitches it off the left side here. Stiff arm, and there's a face mask, but they don't call it. And he's going to be driven out of bounds inside the 30 at the 27. That will be enough for the first down. It's going to be a gain of 9, and it's also going to be the final play of the third quarter. After 3, in this battle of unbeatens, it's all night. Sandhill Stedford 58, Pleasanton 18. We head to the fourth quarter after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mexi Fry Nachos have been an Amigos favorite for almost 40 years. I mean, who can resist that warm cheese sauce drizzled over golden Mexi Fries? Well, right now, to celebrate our 40th anniversary, Amigos has added new Queso Mexi Fry Nachos. Crispy Mexi Fries smothered with homemade queso cheese and our famous ranch dressing, then topped with taco meat and made from scratch guacamole. Who knows? You may just start craving a new fave. New Queso Mexi Fry Nachos at Amigos.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Well, we may see one of the upsets of the night. Broken Bow 28, Cozad 6, just getting underway in the fourth. Ravenna now leads Heartland 50-6. That is at the end of the third quarter. Thanks to all those that are producing some scores up for us at PlatteRiverPreps.com and 646-0506, 308-646-0506. We're ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Sandhill Stedford 58, Pleasanton 18. Pleasanton will have it first down and 10 at the Sandhill Stedford 27-yard line on our first snap of this fourth quarter. Kingston going to hand it off to Pates, and now he's going to give it inside. He'll keep it himself. Gets to the 20, to the 15, a stiff arm to the 10, and Pates gets in there. Fooled me on the ball fake, and it is a 26-yard touchdown run by Broderick Pates, and put six more on the board here for Pleasanton on the first play of the fourth quarter. A 26-yard run, his first of the night. So they'll line up and go for two here, try and get something positive out of this to take in to next week's playoff game. Even with the loss, Pleasanton should be hosting here, but then it's going to get tough if they can win week one because the West and their wild card points not up there, and it could be a long road trip. So the two-point conversion, Kingston hands it to his fullback and not going to get in. Good job of the bear hug tackle by Rhett McFadden, the freshman brother of Reed. And our 5 points bank touchdown, a 26-yard run by Pates. 11:51 to go in the game. Sandhill Stedford 58 and Pleasanton 24 on Power 99.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
When it comes to harvest, what does reducing your harvest time by days or even weeks mean to you? Depending on Mother Nature, that may mean thousands. This is why our employees at Aurora Cooperative understand just how valuable your harvest time is, because we know the environment doesn't wait. We know that harvest speed is real time and real money for our owners. If you want to speed up your harvest, come to an Aurora Cooperative grain facility and see the difference for yourself. Our lights will be on until yours are off this season. We are your grain destination. Aurora Cooperative, tougher together, we know your roots.
I want to make a correction. That was Kingston that ran the touchdown in as the quarterback keeper. I think I said Pates, but Kingston took it in. And because it's now a 34-point game, we will go back to a regular clock, so the clock will not be running unless Sandhill Stedford can score. So we will still have a lot of football here in the fourth quarter as Kingston boots it away, and it's taken out of the air at the 5-yard line, up to the 10, to the 15. That is Colin Winkelbauer. He'll bring it up to the 20-yard line, and he'll be pulled down there by a couple of different players. We've got in there for Pleasanton. That's going to be Karstens. And so we will see still second-team players in there for Sandhill Stedford on offense, and a mixture of players on defense. Wendt and Westland are over on the sideline. Both of them kind of got banged up right before the half, so I guess Coach Westland's decided there's no reason to use them here in the second half. So you've got some starters and some backups in there defensively for the Bulldogs. Guggenmos is the quarterback. Just keep it out of the I formation. Pitch it out here to Scranton. Looking the right side is Seth. Seth gets to the corner of the 25, and he's pushed out of bounds. And now, when you're pushed out of bounds, the clock stops and drags the game on here a little bit. Pleasanton going to make some substitutions. Coming in is Caden Keyshaw, a freshman lineman. A gain of 6 on the play that time for Scranton. And it'll be second down and 4. 58-24, Sandhill Stedford. They scored on every possession in the first half, plus had a defensive touchdown on a fumble recovery in the end zone. Second down and 4, Guggenmos sets him down here, hands it to his I-backs. Granton breaks a tackle, gets to the first down marker at the 30, the 35, and runs out of bounds at the 37-yard line. That'll be something that Coach Dinas, I'm sure, will talk about with his young man, is just stay inbounds when we have this big lead, even if you have to just slide down. That way we do have less plays and the less chance to get injured is what that is all about. And that's going to be about an 11-yard run and another first down here for Sandhill Stedford. When we're done, the New West postgame show, we'll run down the final stats, and later tonight, we'll have the Ruts and Rivals scoreboard show. This time they'll hand it off to the fullback in Connor Cooksley. He doesn't have as much of a hole. He'll be just short of midfield. We'll give him 2 yards on the play, his second carry of the night. So Sandhill Stedford looks like they will be the top seed in the West bracket when those playoff pairings come out tomorrow morning. Again, different this year. They will play next Thursday, a West bracket and East bracket. But after that, everybody's together in the final 16, and they'll play on every Friday until the state football finals. Second out and 7, just short of midfield. Scranton again wants that right end, has that right end. 30, 20, puts on his sprinter speed, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown as Pleasanton shuffled in a lot of their second teamers, and Scranton goes around right end for a 41-yarder, and that'll be his second touchdown of the night. A 5 points bank touchdown from 41 yards out. And the rushing yards continue to pile up here this evening for Sandhill Stedford. 64-24 with 10:35 remaining in the football game. And they'll line up. And I think they're going to try to kick the extra point. Why not? Guggenmos, who is the kickoff, is in there to attempt the extra point. Great place to practice it. Let's find out. Good snap. It's down. The kick is away. He hammered it, but it is wide to the left. So he yanked it left, and the PAT is no good. But with 10:35 to go in the game, Sandhill Stedford 64, Pleasanton 24 on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why Experience matters to us, specializing in you.
And with our producer engineer back at the studios, Zane Jones, I'm Doug Duda here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth, bringing you tonight's Battle of Unbeatens. While Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home, don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Kick is away here for Sandhill Stedford, and it'll be picked out of the air at the 12-yard line. Up to the 15 and to about the 20-yard line is going to be Karstens, and it'll be first down and 10 Pleasanton at that point. Also want to tell you about our field conditions brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. As Pleasanton calls a timeout, Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Impact Partners and Pioneer Seed. Science with service, delivering success. And with that timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, we'll just go ahead and keep it here. By the way, the field conditions at Pleasanton, they always do a great job. Field looks beautiful, was down on it before the football game, and outside of the normal wear and tear as you get into middle of October, not a single problem. So great job by all of those that take care of the fields as well. And for those that are in the field tonight, thanks for listening as harvest keeps rolling along. Grand Island has pulled away in the second half from Norfolk, 34-7 in the fourth quarter. Northwest has scored but kicked the extra point, so they still trail Aurora 29-28 in the third. Central City 61-0 over Fillmore Central in the fourth quarter. Gothenburg over Shadron, 35-6. Broken Bow over Cozad, 28-6. All of those are fourth quarter scores. And we're ready to go here with a fumbled snap here for Pleasanton. And they're able to fall on top of it. No gain, no loss. It'll be second down at the 15 as they are using Kobe Martinson as the quarterback. Other scores to pass along to you as we get into the fourth quarter. Minden now 18-0 over Wood River Shelton. And St. Paul has tied Adams Central at 13, but also missed the conversion. So they're tied at 13 in the fourth. Second and 10. Martinson takes the snap, dropped it again. And this one is loose, and it's going to be scooped up and returned for a touchdown by Sandhill Stedford. Nobody could find it except Tyson Stengel, and the second defensive touchdown of the night for Sandhill Stedford. A 15-yard fumble recovery. And there is a nice little play by the senior Stengel with 9:34 remaining. And obviously now we do get back to that running clock. And they'll try that extra point kick again. So after Pleasanton scored on the first play of the fourth quarter, back-to-back scores here for Sandhill Stedford. Guggenmos, the extra point kick. Again, he yanked it to the left. That one almost hit the upright. The kick's no good. They'll continue to work on that. Our 5 points bank touchdown, a 15-yard scoop and score by Tyson Stengel. It is now 70-24 in favor of Sandhill Stedford here on Power 99.
Tired of looking at your family as they stare into their phones? Why not give them something incredible to look at, like Mother Nature, while cruising around in a new or used boat from Buzz's Marine? Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer, can help you and your family unplug and de-stress in a healthy way on the water. They have sport and surf boats, deck boats, fishing boats, and pontoons and triple tunes. Whatever you choose, you can't lose. Find out more today at Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer at 5th and Central Kearney, or online at Buzz's Marine.
Ready to boot it away yet again. The Knights of Sandhill Stedford. They've done it offensively. They've done it defensively. They've had good returns on special teams. And they're ready to boot the football away here with Brady Dahlberg. And this kick will be taken at the 11-yard line by the Bulldogs. Up to the 20, Karstens, 25. He'll find his way across the 30, and he'll be brought down at around the 32-yard line, and that's where the Bulldogs will start this drive with 9:20 in the clock running. When we're done, the New West postgame show, so more youngsters getting a chance to get in there. Pleasanton, both these teams have had a lot of minutes for their reserves because of the games that they've been into, but they've all been on winning situations. Tonight for Pleasanton, it will be the other way around. And on first down and 10, they'll take it. This time a clean handoff. Nope, they hand it off and fumble the football again. And it is Sandhill Stedford to cover the football. And coming off the bottom of the pile is going to be Colin Winkelbauer, it looks like. And so Sandhill Stedford will get it at the Pleasanton 32-yard line. So just when things seem to settle down for these Pleasanton Bulldogs, the backups having trouble with the center quarterback exchange, and Guggenmos back in there for Sandhill Stedford. And all they're doing is turning and handing it off. They'll give it to the fullback in Connor Cooksley, and he'll crash forward for about 3 to the 29-yard line. And Sandhill Stedford will have a happy bus ride home. The green and white with those black pants and black trim, getting the job done here. First loss for Pleasanton since the state finals last year. And they'll have to go back to the drawing board here as they get ready for the playoffs. Winkelbauer, who covered that fumble, is your left offensive end here. Guggenmos makes sure everybody is set, gives it to Cooksley again. He's got a hole inside the 20, 15, and they'll bring him down at around the 13-yard line. And a gain of 16 yards on the play for Cooksley, and another first down here for Sandhill Stedford.
First down at the 14.
And again, they're in scoring range in the red zone with the clock continuing to run and 7:15 remaining here on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night, final of the regular season. And it looks like we got some trouble getting the chain set over there. And Sandhill Stedford is in no hurry to break the huddle. And we are going to get a timeout called. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need is specializing in you. Timeout called by the Knights. They have this one in the bag, 70-24, with 6:54 remaining here in the fourth.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer's always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever. No matter what comes your way, delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to Athletic Director Casey Loomis, the coaches, Ricky Westland, Josh Dinas, and all those involved with helping our broadcast tonight. Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Zane Jones, as it is Sandhill Stedford with an extremely impressive win tonight, taking care of Pleasanton like they've taken care of all the opponents this year. Nobody's played them closer than 38. And we have a first and 10 at the 13-yard line of Pleasanton for the Knights. And they'll hand it. They're trying to get Cooksley into the end zone. He hasn't scored from the running back position. He'll get four more here off the right side down to the 9-yard line. 26 yards on 5 carries for Mr. Cooksley. Connor, a sophomore here for Sandhill Stedford. Everybody has run in and out of the game. Starters are on the sidelines. Again, without a whole lot of depth, you look over there around midfield. Sandhill Stedford has 6 of their 8 starters on a knee over there talking and enjoying what has been an unbelievable regular season. Now can they find a way to get to at least the semifinals? That crossover, if it was just West, this team is a semifinal team without a doubt. when they play Sacred Heart or Humphrey St. Francis or BDS, whoever it is, they might have some work to do. Handed to Cooksley off the right side, breaks a tackle inside the five, but he's short of the end zone this time. It will be first and goal as he is brought down at the one, an eight-yard gain, and first down and goal here for Sandhill Stedford. And they are about to tack on their 76th point of the night. And when you look at it, that'll be the most points that Sandhill Stedford has scored this season, eclipsing the mark of 64 against Morrill that they had on the road, 68 against Hyannis. So their highest scoring game of the year right here tonight. First and goal at the one. Expect Cooksley to get it, and we're going to get a penalty flag. Illegal procedure going to be called here on the offense, so that'll make it a little tougher. And back him up to the six-yard line. Again, the scores for Sandhill Stedford this year, that revenge game against Mullen on opening night, 44-0, 64-6, 68-0, 49-6, 55-14, 55-17, 62-14, and as it stands right now, 70-24. First and goal from the six. Wouldn't expect anything different here. Guggenmas kind of looking at the back judge, seeing how much time they can use here, even with the running clock. Now he sets under his center, takes the snap, gives it to Cooksley off the left side, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, and finds the end zone from 6 yards out. Touchdown for Cooksley, and he becomes the fourth different running back to score in the football game here tonight for Sandhill Stedford. 5 points bank touchdown with 4:48 remaining in the game. We had just the one touchdown in the third quarter, then it slowed in the fourth after the score, and now three straight from Sandhill Stedford. They're going to try that extra point kick one more time. Guggenmas has pulled it left a couple of times. They also can remember they can put that ball anywhere they want, put it on the right hash and let him kick it the same way. But they line him up square. This time a little low snap, but he's going to be able to pop this one up and in. So Guggenmas adds an extra point kick. I wonder how many extra point kicks Sandhill Stedford has even attempted, let alone made in the last 20 years. But it's good. 77-24 Sandhill Stedford. 4:48 remains here on Power 99.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
We have 4:48 remaining in this football game, and another kickoff set to come here for Sandhill Stedford. And once again, it'll be Dahlberg back to kick it away. And they all have some good distance on them, but it will be returnable up the right sideline at the 10, the 15, up to the 20, to the 25, and near the 30-yard line is going to be Martinson. And that's where the Bulldogs will take over again, looking for one more score before this football game is over. 77-24 between these two undefeated teams. So both teams prepping for the playoffs, but will go in with much different emotions. And we will see what the Bulldogs draw tomorrow morning. A lot of teams from the FKC going to be getting into those playoffs. Maybe not as many as always, but Loomis is there as a district champ. First down and 10, and the ball is fumbled again, but it is picked up on the bounce by Copeland Karstens, and he's able to get back to the line of scrimmage for the Bulldogs. Maybe even picked up a half a yard, but we're going to say it's second down and 10. Amherst is going to make the playoffs out of the FKC. Don't really want to sit here and run everybody down. You got SEM, that's a six-man football team out of the FKC. But you see what Elm Creek is doing. So well, they got a few that are there every year. A couple teams like Overton and Axtell will miss out this year. And the quarterback's going to keep it himself around the left side. As Martin said, he gets to the 35 and tripped up to the 37-yard line. That's going to be a gain of about 7. Martinson carried it once in the first half. He got a bad snap and ended up getting sacked on it. So third down and 3 here at their own 37-yard line. Need to make it to the midfield stripe to move the chains here for the Bulldogs, who have scored twice. Tyce Wesley had a 75-yard run and a 66-yard punt return. He also threw a touchdown pass tonight to Craig Kingston as they ran Wildcat a lot. Option play here. Quarterback keeps Martinson. Well defended there by Sandhill Stedford. Good job out there on the edge. I believe that was Dahlberg. He has both of them covered. If it would have been pitched, he would have had him. And if it wasn't, he was going to get the quarterback, and it's gain of only 1. So that will bring up 4th down and 2 at the 38-yard line of the Bulldogs. Again, they need to make the midfield stripe to keep possession of the ball with 2:15 remaining in the game. Line up in the I formation. Martinson gives it to his fullback. They've got the first down, and carrying the football this time is Jesse Winberg. Winberg's first carry. He's going to get 4 yards on the play. Jesse, just a freshman, wears number 56, so, you know, running back isn't necessarily where they always use him. That's the 8th first down of the ball game unofficially for Pleasanton, and that'll keep the ball in the hand of the Bulldogs with a minute 45 to go. 77-24 Sandhill Stedford. Martinson sets him down, and he's going to keep it himself again around left end, trying to break a tackle, and Cooksley hit him, and now the ball's loose. And Sandhill Stedford is trying to scoop it up and run with it, and it looks like they have it. Return to the 40-yard line. Guggenmos with the fumble recovery, the 4th fumble of the ball game that has been lost. 2 of them have been returned for touchdowns. And now Sandhill Stedford has an opportunity to maybe just kneel on the football and get out of here with it as we are down to a minute to go in the football game. So Sandhill Stedford 8-0, and a chance to go deep in the playoffs. And Pleasanton 7-1, going to have to find out how to slow some of these teams down. And it looks like maybe that's exactly what Sandhill Stedford is going to do, is just take a knee. In fact, the backs are split, and they're now going to get in the victory formation. Guggenmos coming up under center, and the officials doing a good job making sure they don't have to snap it twice. They just have to snap it once with the new 40-second clock. And we have 35 seconds to go, and that should run it down here tonight at Pleasanton on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Extel, on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. You don't get to shake hands anymore, but you do get to go down the line and maybe do a little fist bump, and that's what these teams are still going to do here. They'll be 5 yards apart, and they'll still walk down as if they're slapping hands. It just won't be any physical contact. And the Sandhill Stedford prove they're the real deal here tonight. There is no doubt about it. 77-24, and Coach Arnsdorf, of course, who had spent some time with Coach Dinas out there at Sandhill Stedford, some of the kids making sure that they really come up to him and say, hey, good to see you, Coach. And Coach Dinas and Arnsdorf shake hands at a midfield as well. So as we said in the pregame, these guys, a lot of them, the coaching staff, have known each other for a long, long time. 77-24, Sandhill Stedford, the New West postgame show is next on Power 99.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holbridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
And welcome back to Pleasanton and the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Pleasanton got stuffed on 4th and inches on their opening possession. A fumble into the end zone on their second possession and never really got a lot better. And the Bulldogs will have to find a way to regroup and turn around in 6 days now because they'll play Thursday after the 77-24 win by Sandhill Stedford. Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoreboard right now because the Rivals and Ruts scoreboard show will be coming up. In Class A, Grand Island was leading Norfolk 34-7 in the fourth quarter. Aurora leading 29-28 over Grand Island Northwest in the fourth, looking for an update on Lexington Alliance. In C1, Gothenburg beat Shadron 35-14, Minden over Wood River Shelton 19-0. They're going to overtime. Adams Central and St. Paul in the top five matchup, 13-all. Kearney Catholic leads Holdridge 49-7 in the fourth. Central City 51-0 over Fillmore in the fourth. And Broken Bow going to upset Cozad 28-6 in the fourth. In C2, Central Catholic shutting out Twin River 30-0 in the fourth quarter. Ord all over Centura, looking for a final on the Donovan Trouble Sabbath of Kansas game. If you have it, 646-0506. In 8-man, Arcadia Loup City Blanks and Selma Myrna 38-0. Ravenna takes care of Heartland 50-6. Burwell pulls away in the second half for a 56-7 lead over Amherst. That's in the fourth. Elm Creek leads Bertrand in the fourth 42-0. Hitchcock County leads Highline 42-30 in the fourth. A final in D2, Loomis beat Brady last night 54-28. Axtell beats Overton 22-14. Blue Hill this afternoon in a replacement game over Niobrara Verdigre 45-6. Kennesaw taking care of Palmer, but we could use a final score on that if you have it, 646-0506. And in 6-man, looking for an update on Franklin Silver Lake. Harvard a winner over Wilcox Hildreth 83-51, and looking for a score on Heartland Lutheran and Stewart, if that game going on tonight. We'll take a look at the final stats and wrap it up right after this.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Transmission problems? Sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520 Avenue Q or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way.
We did not have a single pass in the second half of this football game here tonight, which is very unusual, but both teams just trying to run, and a lot of the second teamers were on the field for this second half. Let's take a look at the final numbers, starting with Pleasanton. Here's what I had. Tyce Westland, who didn't play in the second half, had 11 carries, 128 yards, and one rushing touchdown. I guess he did play in the second half. He returned that punt, but he didn't have a rush or a pass. Trevin went one carry, 4 yards. Broderick Pate, 6 carries, 27 yards. You had Copeland Karstens, 1 carry for no yards. You also had 1 carry for Jesse Winberg for 4 yards. Craig Kingston, 5 carries, 48 yards and a touchdown. Kobe Martinson, 3 carries for 4 yards. And then they had those 4 fumbles that they recovered on bad snaps for a negative 26. I had 32 rushing attempts for Pleasanton for 189 yards. And through the air, 0 of 1 for Kingston. Westland was 2 of 4 for 26 yards and a touchdown. So Westland had 3 touchdowns tonight of the 4 for Pleasanton. A run, a pass, and he also had a punt return for a touchdown. 32 rushing attempts, 189 yards, 26 through the air, 215 yards of total offense, 8 first downs for Pleasanton. They punted it 4 times, all in the first half, averaging 31 yards. 4 fumbles, 2 of those returned for touchdowns. 5 penalties for 27 yards. We'll give you the numbers for Sandhills-Thedford right after this.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
Here's a look at the final numbers for Sandhills-Thedford. Dane Picorni, 12 carries, 139 yards, 3 touchdowns, all in the first half. Reese Zudivern, 8 carries, 27 yards, 3 touchdowns, all in the first half. Then you had some of the backup running backs. Connor Cooksley, 7 carries, 40 yards, and a touchdown. Seth Scranton, 12 carries, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Grant Ahlstrom, 2 carries, 7 yards. 41 rushing attempts, 304 yards, and through the air in the first half, Alston was 2 of 5 for 28 yards, 332 yards of total offense, 2 punts for an average of 27, no turnovers. They had unofficially 20 first downs and 4 penalties for 35 yards. 77-24, Sandhills-Thedford, a winner over Pleasanton. As we said, it started quick as Pleasanton took the ball and only was able to return the kick to the 10, then had 4th and inches at the 19, spread it out, didn't get it. A 19-yard drive on 4 straight runs from Picorni. Then the very next play was that snap over Westland's head into the end zone, and Reed McFadden covered it. It was 14-0, 8:40 to go in the first quarter. Westland then hit Kingston on a 16-yard pass to complete a 65-yard drive, made it 44-6, but 3 more scores in the first quarter, a 6 and a 35-yard run from Picorni and a 6-yard run from Scranton. It was 36-6. Westland popped a 75-yard touchdown run early in the second quarter, 10:52 remaining before half, 36-12. But then Zudivern had touchdown runs of 1, 5, and 5, and it was 58-12 at the half. The only score in the third quarter was that 66-yard punt return from Tyce Westland, made it 58-18. Then we had the touchdown run from Craig Kingston from 26 yards out, stopped the running clock momentarily at 58-24. But just a minute and a half later, Scranton hits a kickoff, a touchdown run from 41 yards. Then Stengel, a scoop and score from 15 yards, made it 70-21. And Cooksley took it in from 6 yards out to make the final score, 77-24, Sandhills-Thedford over Pleasanton. We'll catch the end of the Kearney Catholic Holdridge game and then move you in to the Rivals and Ruts scoreboard show. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. From Pleasanton, this is Doug Duda. We'll see you Monday on the Breeze for the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Final, and we will have Kearney Catholic Overton here on Power 99 with more great football next Thursday and Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.